Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. When it comes to the U.S. conflict with Iran,
I wouldn't call it a war.
Vice President Vance.
Right now, there is no active shooting. I recognize there have been places where this has flared up. Major combat operations, again, major combat operations lasted for about 6 weeks.
Whatever you call it, it's had an impact on the cost of energy. Diesel has hit an average $5.85 a gallon for the first time ever in the U.S. President Trump has said the temporary price spike is worth the cost of keeping nukes out of the hands of Iran. Deadlock jury scheduled to return for a seventh day of deliberations in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial. The jury has twice said it cannot reach a verdict on whether the Massachusetts mother was criminally responsible for killing her three young children. The foreman tells the judge that one juror is refusing to follow the court's instructions on reasonable doubt. Clancy's lawyer asked the judge to remove the juror, but the judge declined. 9 days after catastrophic flooding along the Nepal-Tibet border, rescuers have pulled two trapped workers alive from a hydropower tunnel. The BBC's Finindra Dahal in Kathmandu.
One was a mechanical engineer and another was a mechanical foreman. They have been airlifted to Kathmandu for treatment. We have been told that one has sustained minor injuries, while the other is kept in intensive care unit because of his wounds on legs and waist. Officials yesterday told me that they were active in conducting rescue operations in at least 7 tunnels of different power stations.
The confirmed death toll tops 1,200, with thousands more still unaccounted for. On Wall Street this morning, stock futures have been mixed so far. The Dow futures down 48 points, while the Nasdaq futures are up 122 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, I'm Kirk Cameron. Christian Healthcare Ministries is not another health insurance policy. If you're tired of year-long contracts and pointless restrictions, CHM offers anytime enrollment on your schedule and at your convenience. With CHM, you're paying half the cost of a traditional health insurance plan. So that puts more money back into your budget for everyday needs. Plus, you'll have access to CHM's care solutions for virtual appointments, prescription savings, surgery support, and more. My family and I joined in 2018, and it's changed our lives for the better. We love paying way less while helping other believers afford their medical bills. Take the leap of faith and see why Christians across the nation are better with CHM.
Get started by calling 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS for a 50% credit towards your first month. That's 1-833-JOIN-CHM and use promo code WELLNESS.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's some rain moving through the area. Came in within the last hour, kind of unexpected, but it went from the west side. Now the heavy rain's on the east side. And looking here at 895 and 95 at the tunnels, and we can see the rain is pretty active right here. It looks like it may have already slowed down a bit on the west side, but the roadways are wet from one side of the beltway to the other, and the more active rain right now is slowly moving out towards the bay, so we'll keep an eye on that. We've had a wreck, took down some wires, Dorsey Road at Harmon's Road in Anne Arundel County, and in Frederick County, an overturned vehicle on Route 75 just to the south of I-70. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, still warm and humid with another chance of some showers and storms. Temperatures in the low 90s with a chance for a few showers and a pop-up storm. Temperatures fall back into the low 70s by tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
It's 73 degrees in Nottingham and 73 in Abingdon at 6:04. Here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center, brought to you by Audiology Associates. Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore police officer was indicted Tuesday for unauthorized use of a motor vehicle and theft of between $1,500 and $25,000, the state's attorney's office confirmed. The charges stem from an incident that happened on May 1st. According to online court records, Officer Keith Tate was also suspended without pay pending an investigation. His initial appearance hearing is set for October 1st at 9 a.m. And Maryland's highest court ruled Thursday that question 3 can remain on the November ballot, but ordered its language rewritten after finding part of the General Assembly's wording misleading and a violation of voters' due process rights. Hours after a hearing, the Supreme Supreme Court of Maryland issued its order hours after hearing arguments in two lawsuits challenging the proposed constitutional amendment involving congressional redistricting. The decision partially reverses rulings from circuit court judges in Anne Arundel and Dorchester counties who had ordered question three removed from the ballot. The winning Maryland Lottery pick three number was 698. The pick four, 1107. It's 6:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
I'm Dr. Melissa Segev, one of the doctors and owners of Audiology Associates. Our group of doctors has been providing hearing and balance care in Maryland for over 35 years. Audiology Associates has grown to include 11 offices throughout Maryland, including the Eastern Shore, Annapolis, Baltimore City, and Baltimore County. The past 35 years have shown advancements in every scientific field, and this includes how we as audiologists treat patients with ringing in the ears, also known as tinnitus. 85 million Americans suffer from tinnitus, and it is the number one disability experienced by our returning soldiers. Tinnitus is a constant sound in the ears that no one else can hear, and it can occur as a wide range of sounds. However, it is now treatable. If you suffer from tinnitus, let one of our doctors evaluate you and develop a treatment plan. Call our main number, 410-944-3100, or visit our website at aaiaudiology.com to make an appointment. Your initial consultation is covered by almost all insurance plans, so call 410-944-3100 when silence is not golden.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 6:05 is brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tuna from the Comfort Guys, my guys. How about this? A triumphant return for Adley Rutschman.
1-1 from Young, and Rutschman sends this one to deep right field, and his return, he goes deep. His 38th career home run at Camden Yards, his first as a member of the Boston Red Sox.
Kenny Albert with the call on Fox, and that was just the beginning. Adley Rutschman would add another in the sixth off Brandon Young, and Nick Sogard would hit the game winner off Yennier Cano in the eighth as the Red Sox come to Camden Yards, and they beat the Orioles 6-5, the final in the opener of a four-game set. Now for the Birds, Pete Alonso hit number 33, Luis Robert Jr. his first. Those were back-to-back in the fourth, and Christian Encarnacion Strand hit a two-run shot in the ninth to make it the one-run final. The result is that the Birds fall back. Texas and Toronto win to move a half game behind the Guardians. The O's remain 1.5 behind in the wild card chase. Meanwhile, an important practice day yesterday for the Ravens before they take a hiatus for the holiday weekend. Important because of who practiced. Nnamdi Madubuike joining team drills for the first time this summer, and wide receiver Zay Flowers stepped back in. The star receiver had been sidelined since the joint practices with the Vikings two full weeks ago. Coming up in 30 minutes, a major scandal brewing in Chapel Hill. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Cockeysville to Sykesville, from Churchville to Crownsville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County, the right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
Top of the morning to you. Welcome back. This is Casey and Company. Talk Radio 680 WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County. The right choice for Maryland. It is a Friday, September the 4th, 2026, heading into a big Labor Day weekend. Coming up on the program this morning, that unfit mother in Baltimore that left six children alone to fend for themselves had a criminal record. Why does that not surprise us? Fox News fires Maria Bartiromo. And a lot of speculation as to why. We'll get into that this morning. But our top story has happened again. Just when you think you've heard it all in the state of Maryland, again, a new wrinkle, a new story,
a new travesty, if you will. The Maryland State Supreme Court awarding Democrats a big win by keeping question three, the redistricting change to the Constitution, on the ballot for this fall. And the way they did it is what is most concerning. As you know, there were three issues. The first issue was they passed laws that they ignored, and I guess the Supreme Court's okay with that. Doesn't matter what lawmakers do. The rest of us, we have to abide by the law, but the Maryland General Insane Asylum and the Democrats, they can pass laws and completely ignore them when it comes to deadlines, etc. That was okay. And again, a lot of speculation about the Hogan appointees. Well, only a couple of them. It was a 5-2 decision, by the way. Just a couple of Hogan appointees dissenting. But the rest of the court punting on this. And then, of course, the single subject rule, which I thought had some constitutional merit, they kind of brushed that off, saying they bought the Democrat argument that, well, it was all about redistricting. Everything in the question had to do with redistricting. So technically, that was a single subject, even though there were three separate issues within that. So they bought that argument as well. The one area where the challengers, the Maryland Freedom Caucus, the Oversight Project, and, of course, Senator Chris West and the Eastern Shore Republicans had won in Dorchester, was the ballot language itself, which the Supreme Court of Maryland said was misleading and was a violation of due process. But then comes the real fly in the ointment. So who writes? Who rewrites the question three ballot language? It is my understanding that is the legislature's responsibility. Only the legislature can rewrite that language, but that did not happen here. The Maryland Supreme Court took it upon itself, which I think is a violation of the checks and balances that we have in our state constitution. They can rule whether the language is improper or unlawful, but they can't write it, but they took it upon themselves to write the new language. We'll get into the details of that here in just a second, but this, I think, is an appealable issue. Even though it's a state court, I know that they're going to be looking at their options here. We have not heard yet from the Maryland Freedom Caucus or the folks that have been wronged. But I think that is an appellate issue. We'll see if they take it any further, because now the Supreme Court of Maryland is in the business of writing ballot language, and not the people that we voted for. We didn't vote for any Supreme Court justices or judges on the Maryland Supreme Court. They were appointed by governors. We did vote for the people in the Maryland State Legislature, or at least some of them, and they're the ones. But the problem is, that, you know, they can't go back into special session again. There's no time. That's why they should have just booted it off the dang ballot and sent a message to the legislature, you messed up. Try again next time. But no, not in the state of Maryland, because they were worried about the voters wouldn't get a chance. Well, voters would eventually have gotten a chance. It's just not this year. So they were willing to willfully violate who should be writing the language on question three in order to ram this through. That's the bad news. There's some good news behind this. We'll come up in just a second. 6:13 traffic and weather on the threes now with the update. The king of all traffic is here, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
The beginning of the long holiday weekend and some rain right now, and it's a bullseye right on top of the city and the surrounding area. Moderate to heavy rain right now, and the good news is it's kind of light early. But it is raining, and in some areas it's raining pretty heavy right now in and around the Beltway in the city, so you have to be prepared for that. New wreck Montgomery County with a big backup northbound I-270 at Route 109. That's as you're getting out towards the Frederick County line. Overturned vehicle in Frederick County, Route 75 south of I-70. And with the rain, a little bit slow, but we're not seeing any problems early at the Harbor Tunnels. The Beltway is dealing with it right now with the rain filling in a little bit between I-70, Liberty Road, and down towards Route 40 West. Anne Arundel County, right at the top of the hour, accident with some wires down at Dorsey Road at Harmon's Road. That's just southwest of the airport. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It's still warm and humid. Highs will be in the low 90s today. Chance for another pop-up shower or storm today. Had a couple yesterday, early in the afternoon, and then around 10 o'clock last night. Tomorrow, it will be sunny, dry with lower humidity, and highs will be in the low 80s. Sunday, pretty much the same, and looks like the rest of the weekend's going to shape up okay. Right now, it's clear in 75 in Annapolis, 70 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. Today, of course, we're heading into the Labor Day weekend, and this Labor Day, we're going to be celebrating all the jobs lost to AI. That'll be the big question here. It's just amazing. We're watching a lot of these folks lose their jobs to artificial intelligence. Dolly Parton's final song locked away in a time capsule. And won't be released until what would have been her 100th birthday.
Wow.
20 years from now. Well, we're wondering if it's going to be a twin spin for Dolly. Elementary school teacher in Atlanta has gone viral for designating part of her classroom as the fart corner. How about instead of encouraging kids to pass gas, you encourage them to pass math?
Right.
I think that would be a better choice there.
Right.
NFL has officially dropped the Pro Bowl game. However, players will still be voted to the Pro Bowl and will be honored at a ceremony during the traditional Pro Bowl weekend. But if you miss,
just about as boring as it always.
Yeah,
was.
But if you miss the Pro Bowl and still want to watch a boring game with players who look like they've never played together before, just turn into any New York Jets game.
Yeah, right. I think they should have them playing checkers or something. Same thing.
Yeah, we talked yesterday with Gary. Said maybe remember the old Superstars competition. You can bring them back and they can compete in other sports or something.
Right.
White House Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt asked if she missed members of the press in her first full week, not in the in the job. Sure, I miss the reporters from MSNBC, but don't worry, my aim will get better.
Oh, nice.
J.D. Vance took the press secretary briefing yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if they're just going to be rotating that through. Or, of course, there has a name that popped up. Would you like to see Maria Bartiromo as the new press secretary?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. New report out claims that Joe Biden had been reelected. He would have pardoned Donald Trump.
I saw that, too, yeah.
No one believes that, really.
No, of course not.
All right, and since it's Labor Day weekend, let's look at who has the hardest working state in the nation.
Hard work, work. Hard work, work.
Hard work. That's what they say.
Hard work, work.
Hard work. I earn my pay.
Who do you think is the hardest working state in the country?
Hard work.
I get up about a quarter. Well, I'm going to say New York.
New York, not even in the top 20.
Right.
South Dakota, number one, followed by North
the
Dakota.
Oil fields, right?
Yeah, exactly. Maryland finished 14th among the list. Florida, way down the list at 30.
Nobody works there.
Well, you got a lot of retired people and so on and so forth. And even the people that work, it's really not work.
Not today. Everybody's out of here today.
Yeah, Delaware, number 34. I'm trying to find out where New York went. Oh, New York was all the way at 43.
Wow. I just thought with all the stockbrokers and stuff like that,
The, I guess, laziest state, the least hardworking state, would be Michigan. I think with the automakers and the iron workers, I would think that would be way up there, but apparently not. Another day, drama in the courtroom as the Clancy jury sent the judge another note saying they could not come to a verdict, and the jury was dismissed for the day. Apparently, there's one holdout.
Right.
It's 11-1. Now, we don't know whether that's to convict or not to convict, but there's just one holdout. And the rest of the defense attorney yesterday for Clancy said that this one is not willing to apply a reasonable doubt or doesn't understand reasonable doubt or whatever the case may be. So there's.
I don't understand how they let them be unsequestered in something like this. Go home, watch TV, talk to your family. This is a big deal.
Yeah, I would agree. They should have been sequestered. I think this judge has made a number of mistakes. Mistake one was not sequestering the jury. Mistake number two was coming up with five different charges they could consider. I mean, that really confuses a jury.
Yeah. Well, all it does is it leaves it open for appeal if she is guilty.
Yeah. Well, now the other question, and nine women on this jury, three men, and it leaves it open to the question, will there be a plea deal? If, let's say, they come back and they've already been given the Tui Rodriguez charge, where give it one more shot for, old time's sake, then if you don't come up with a deadlock, then they're going to have to declare a mistrial.
Mm-hmm. Now, and come back and try it again.
Yeah. Now, in this particular case, you have, I think, that helps the prosecution. because you know they actually stumbled at the start, then they got better as the case, as the trial went on. So I think the prosecution would have a much better case on retrial than the defense. So now there's speculation.
That's the taxpayer's dollar.
Right. There's speculation that the defense may now take a plea deal if the feds offer it. So we'll have to wait and see if that happens or not. But another day in Massachusetts with no verdict in Lindsey Clancy. It is a complete mess. You're absolutely right. I think a lot of times when you put these cases on television, I think that also muddies the waters a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, you get a lot of acting positions. They're looking for the new Ironside TV show. You
and
know.
Somebody's going to write a book about this, you know, and the jury, the whole nine
yards. Oh, sure.
It's just crazy.
Absolutely.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate that. You know, Vinny Steele, I saw Vinny yesterday. He was in recording a number of commercials, and he's about this next little lull that happens in the summer. And then right after Labor Day, that's when it really picks up again. About 7 weeks where there's a really hot spot, a sweet spot to sell your home. So if you've been thinking about selling your home, and maybe you missed the spring hot selling season, there's still time right after Labor Day to contact Vinny, 410-709-7515. He's got a database of nearly 13,000 buyers ready, willing, and able to purchase your home. They'll get eyes on your home even before it hits the open market. Vinny's been doing this for over 20 years, 10 of which right here on WCBM, and sells three times faster for 3% more money than the average realtor. So when it's time for you to sell your home, just call Vinny, and once you agree on asking price and time frame and sign the contract, your home is sold guaranteed. 410-709-7515 or at vinnysteele.com.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
Thinking about updating your kitchen? Sean Casey here for Elegant Kitchen and Design. Before you overpay or get stuck waiting, talk to Mike and the team at their Baltimore County showroom. They offer competitive pricing, fast turnaround, and quality cabinets, granite, quartz, and quartzite. Whether you're replacing countertops, choosing new cabinets, or planning a complete kitchen remodel, they'll help you make the process easier. Visit ElegantKD.com. That's ElegantKD.com. And tell Mike and the team Sean Casey sent you.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
622, 22 minutes after the hour. We just got a email in from one of our listeners. This is Jim in the Outer Banks. He says, good morning, all. Sean, you're absolutely correct. In this case, the court should have remanded the question back to the legislature to rewrite. But what's new? Just another example of courts legislating from the bench. We have another interesting court case, not just here in Maryland, but in Missouri yesterday as well. They did pretty much the same thing, legislating from the bench. And now, of course, it initially was going to be a GOP advantage in Missouri, and they let the primaries go through. And now, of course, they've come in and said, okay, now we're going to have to change things up for the general election. That has caused the Trump administration and the Attorney General's Office of Missouri now to want to intervene and ask the Supreme Court to put a stop to this nonsense. These are rogue judges and justices who are judicial activists. They are not looking at the constitutions of their respective states, as here in Maryland, and in no part of our form of government does the Supreme Court get to write ballot language, but yet they did yesterday. We'll get into that in just a second. 623 traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Hey, both the tunnels are still running okay despite some rain, some fairly heavy rain there for a while in the last half an hour, 45 minutes. So lanes are open both on 95 and 895. We're looking at the Parkville side of the Beltway at Harford Road. Good pacing there. Probably going to be a little bit lighter this morning with the beginning of the long holiday weekend, so the pace is also good, and it looks like the rain has moved on. The roadway is wet on the Beltway on the west side, beginning around Liberty Road, filling in just a bit now towards the ramp area down at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Labor Day weekend. We start off warm and humid today, low 90s, chance of a pop-up shower or storm. Tomorrow, it'll dry out, sunny, lower humidity, highs in the low 80s, pretty much the same for Sunday and later on Monday as well. And right now, we're looking at partly cloudy skies. It is 70 in Pikesville. And it is 75 in Ocean City. We have got some reaction now to the Supreme Court of Maryland ruling yesterday. This is a Democrat Delegate Chris Fair from Montgomery County.
Hey, the court seemed very interested in the idea that the citizens of Maryland get the right to make this decision at the end of the day.
Yeah, and that should be, I guess, the end goal here, but not if everything has not been clarified or cleaned up, and they've just really muddied the waters even more. I'll explain in just a moment. But here is Delegate Ryan Naraki of Baltimore County, who's worried about, who gets to rewrite the ballot language.
The legislature drafted the language, so for the court to come in and say that we did that improperly and to overwrite our language, the only people that can do that is the legislature.
He's right. He's 100% right. And Justice Stephen Gould, in his dissent, again, 5-2 decision, joined by Senior Justice Glenn Harrell, arguing that the lower court decisions should have been upheld. Gould questioned whether the Supreme Court of Maryland has authority to rewrite ballot language and sharply criticized the majority for fixing language it had determined was misleading. In his dissent, he wrote, the General Assembly claimed the prerogative to draft the question. It should bear the consequences of drafting a misleading one. It is not our job to rewrite the question for the General Assembly. End of quote. Gould also argued that the replacement language approved by the majority is still misleading because it doesn't tell voters that the amendment would remove the Maryland Declaration of Rights as a source of criteria for evaluating congressional maps. Gould wrote in his dissent, quote, the average Maryland voter would not understand from the majority's rewritten question that a vote for question 3 is a vote to eliminate rights he or she currently enjoys under the Declaration of Rights, end of quote. Governor Wes Moore, who pushed Maryland to act on this and similar efforts in other states, called this a massive victory for the people of our state and a powerful defense of our democratic process. And then he took to X and he taunted the Republicans. Instead of being he was a sore winner, really, when it comes right down to it. He doesn't like being challenged. And his people, Carter Elliott and Amar Moussa and the rest of his lackeys and flunkies that are out there on social media for him are out there. They're branding people that challenge us losers. And there's a picture of Wes Moore, and I don't know whether it's him actual picture or it's an AI rendition of him. I'd have to, look into that further. But this was posted by Carter Elliott, his communications guy, and it basically is directed towards the Maryland Freedom Caucus and people like Delegate Matt Morgan, Delegate Kathy Shaliga, Delegate Ryan Naraki, and other members of the Freedom Caucus. And it's got, you'll see it, I have it on my social media this morning if you want to look at it. It is on my Facebook, on my X page, and on my Truth Social page, on all my LinkedIn. It's all over. And it's a picture of him standing there holding up a big L, like for loser, taunting the Republicans. And so that is what he thinks of this process. Electric Bill Ferguson and Speaker Jocelyn Paymore-Melnick called the decision a victory for Maryland voters. And, of course, you would think they would say that. Republican Senate Minority Leader Steve Hershey said the Maryland Supreme Court had two legitimate options, uphold the circuit court, enforce the election laws as written, or reverse the circuit court and explain why the law permitted this amendment to remain on the ballot. Instead, he says the court chose a third path. It sidestepped the central legal question by rewriting the ballot language itself. That may have been the easiest way to resolve the case, but it left the fundamental legal issues unanswered while rescuing a flawed legislative process. So a lot more reaction coming in here this morning. Going to get yours as well as to now the good news in all of this. Now, initially, I think it's bad that we have a Supreme Court that thinks they are the legislature and they can rewrite the ballot language. But this should be a turnout factor for Maryland Republican voters with question 3 now on the ballot. This coming November, this, I think, will hopefully motivate and energize Republican voters. We're going to need a massive Republican turnout and you independents as well used to be identified as, conservative Democrats or moderate Democrats or disaffected Republicans, whatever. We're going to need a massive turnout to defeat question 3 and vote against this on November the 3rd. In less than 2 months from now, or around 2 months from now. So that's the only silver lining in the cloud. Hopefully this will be a turnout model and will energize people to get out to the polls and defeat this change to our state constitution. We're going to need that, no doubt. By the way, if you are an interior designer, builder, contractor, or property manager, you know that tied up timelines kill projects. You need reliable partners. That's exactly what you get with Town Appliance and their trade program. They secure on-time, accurate deliveries nationwide, backed by in-house service to keep your job on the move. As a member, you're getting your own dedicated rep, exclusive benefits, and custom project pricing. And the selection is incredible. Over 70 top brands, from standard appliances to ultra-high-end kitchens. Partner with the best in the biz. Call Town Appliance today at 410-364-4400 or visit them at townappliance.com today. It is 6:30. Coming up next, Fox News and Fox Business fires Maria Bartiromo. We'll take a look at why. Now with the latest news headlines at 6:30, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore mother faces multiple child neglect charges after police say her six young children were found alone inside a home in deplorable conditions, including a lack of electricity, beds, food, and water. The case is now raising questions about how the family came to be placed in the East Monument Street home, which court records show was assisted by Baltimore's Department of Housing and Community Development. The children, ranging in age from about 1 to 9 years old, were found inside the home after a city employee working nearby noticed them outside, according to court records. Investigators said the children appeared malnourished and showed signs of neglect. Some were found partially clothed or nude and wearing soiled diapers, court records state. And Maryland's transit system has regained millions of riders lost during the COVID-19 pandemic, but the fares collected from those trips have not kept pace. More than 70 million passengers boarded Maryland Transit Administration buses, trains, and light rail in fiscal 2025, bringing ridership back to about 75% of its pre-pandemic level. However, the passenger fares, which covered 29% of Baltimore area transit operating cost in fiscal 2019, covered just 5% last year, an historic low. And Maryland's transit system once again has regained millions of riders lost during the COVID-19 pandemic. And a row home fire in West Baltimore that spread from a vacant house to neighboring properties is renewing concerns from residents about squatting and illegal activity inside the city's many vacant buildings. In the daylight Thursday, damage was visible along Appleton Street near Presbury Street. And a man pled guilty Thursday after stabbing his boyfriend to death and hiding his body in Leakin Park in January 2026, according to the state's attorney's office for Baltimore City. It's 6:32 on Casey & Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
6:33 on Casey & Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
New accident in the city. It looks like it's minor, but there's some activity. 4600 block of Pulaski Highway. That would be out around Haven Street and in that area. So heads up for that. Wires down and a pole down earlier in Anne Arundel County, southwest of the airport at Dorsey Road at Harmon's Road. The cleanup was still underway there. An overturned vehicle, Frederick County on Route 75. South of I-70. Some rain in the area, especially on the east side now. Roadway conditions, wet traffic. Still a little bit lighter today because of the beginning of the long holiday weekend, so no issues right now, but the roadways are wet. Make sure you adjust your speed for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 25 forecast, still warm and humid with another chance of some showers and storms. Temperatures in the low 90s with a chance for a few showers and a pop-up storm. Temperatures fall back into the low 70s by tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Well, Adley Rutschman returned to Baltimore last night. It was gracious as can be in the pregame.
A lot of memories, a lot of positive experiences. The people in Baltimore have always treated me with an unbelievable amount of respect and love. And
once the game started, however, Rutschman turned all business.
Oh, this one is drilled by Rutschman. His second home run tonight.
Kenny Albert had the call on Fox and drilled it is right. A liner to right field, gone in a flash. And that was only the beginning as Rutschman would homer again and Nick Sogard would hit the game winner for the Red Sox in the eighth, overshadowing three home runs by the Birds as the Boston Red Sox beat Baltimore last night. 6-5 was the final at Camden Yards. Birds had a 3-2 lead in this game with two outs and nobody on in the seventh, but they couldn't hold it. Now, after the game, Rutschman on the standing ovation and the reception in general he received from Orioles fans upon his return.
It was special. To feel that love. It's really cool. Emotional moment and really special.
Meanwhile, another sign of how things have changed in Owings Mills. Ravens head coach Jesse Minter at the mic yesterday after the Ravens practice.
He had a vote for team captains, for permanent captains. Calais, Derek, Roquan, Lamar, and Kyle, those five guys. I think it's the biggest honor when your teammates vote you to be the leaders, to be the captain. So
a departure from years past is when, under John Harbaugh, a different group of three team captains would trot out to midfield and shake hands before the coin toss each week. So later, Minter was asked why name permanent captains.
Really just felt like we did have a pretty veteran team with what I felt like maybe established leaders, and that I want those guys to feel the responsibility of having a C on their chest and being a team captain. So
now the Ravens are off for 4 days. They'll regroup on Tuesday in preparation for the season opener against the Indianapolis Colts. And finally, a major college football scandal brewing in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, as drug use and sexual relationships among players and staff members are being probed by UNC football investigators, according to a bombshell report from WRAL-TV in Raleigh. The investigation includes allegations involving head coach Bill Belichick, Belichick's son, and defensive coordinator Steve Belichick, lawyers reportedly questioning people about the younger Belichick providing drugs to at least one Tar Heels player. Investigators are separately looking into allegations of possible sexual relationships between female recruiting staff, players, and assistant coaches. The time now is 6:37. When we return, college football is a mess.
Do you have a mortgage payment that no longer fits your fixed income? The payment may be the same, but everything else costs more, leaving less to work with each month. My name is Mark McVeary, and I've spent more than 30 years helping homeowners understand their options. Sometimes a reverse mortgage makes sense, sometimes it doesn't. The first step is to simply understand what makes sense for you. Call me, Mark McVeary, at 410-788-7070. That's 410-788-7070.
I want to ask you a question. Do you have like a Belichick notification on your phone, like when you get up first thing in the morning?
Yeah, how did you know?
So it's either Belichick or the Cleveland Browns that just, you know, trigger these kinds of warnings?
Yes, those two are the top of the list. And then after that, it's the Orioles, the Ravens, the Capitals.
Wow, and here we thought that Belichick was turning the corner with a big win over in Dublin against TCU.
TCU.
And now, of course, the you-know-what has just hit the fan.
So this all under the watchful eye of Bill Belichick, the six-time Super Bowl winning coach of the Patriots. I mean, not that anybody could have predicted this, okay? But when you've got all this money now running through college football, you've got the mess in the SEC with these pro players trying to go back to college. You know, you've got general managers now watching over multi-million dollar budgets, paying players multi-million dollars.
There's some left tackle in college making $4 million.
Yeah, $3.55 billion or something like that. I mean, the guy, Daquan Wright, the kid from the Browns who got cut,
right,
who now wants to go back to LSU, he's going to make $3.5 million this year. He's going to make more money in college than he would in the pros.
They messed it up. They've completely messed it up with all of this. I'm not saying that college football was perfect. It had its flaws, but they've really messed up the game now.
There's no doubt. I mean, you talk to any general manager. Eric DaCosta talks about it now. The fact that these players that now come from college to the NFL, they're a completely different breed, completely different attitude, entitled. They've already made money.
Right.
They've got demands.
Yeah, just crazy. All right, thanks, Gary. 6:39, 21 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Well, it has happened again. This time, again, everybody was shocked when Tucker Carlson was canned by Fox News. This time, it's Maria Bartiromo who is out. It is unclear, they say. No official reason was given. But there's a lot of speculation that the host of Mornings with Maria on Fox Business and Sunday Morning Futures, which happens to be one of my favorite shows on Fox. I don't watch a lot of Fox. The select shows I do watch. I try to split my time between Newsmax and One America News and Real America's Voice and so on and so forth. But I do watch Sunday Morning Futures on a regular basis, and now that has been taken away. So she's been fired. And there's two reasons or speculations as to why. One is that there are, I think, that she's been accused, hearing a top producer over at Fox Business, for leaking internal memos to the White House of how Fox was to treat the Trump administration, internal guidance on how they were going to treat Trump and his appearances on the network. But the latter one, I think, is the one that I think makes the most sense to me. Apparently, she was preparing a segment on the election integrity and how China successfully infiltrated our 2020 election and helped to steal it from President Trump and award it to Joe Biden. And that has been gaining traction over the last several months and so on and so forth. And she was preparing a piece on that. And apparently she was told, allegedly, by Fox News management not to continue to amplify Trump's election conspiracies. And then apparently and that was a text that she received. She then leaked that text to the White House, and the network found out about it. And I don't know how that happened, but you do have a lot of Fox reporters there. You got Peter Ducey, you got Jackie Heinrich, and others that cover the White House on a regular basis. I'm not saying they did that. I'm not sure. But it does now look. They are very sensitive to that. In fact, they were the ones, I think. Remember, it was Fox News. One of the reasons why we dumped our affiliation with Fox News Radio was because of when they called Arizona prematurely back in the 2020 election. That was Brett Baer and the rest of the liberal polling election analysts over at Fox. And we said, hey, wait a minute, polls are still open. And here on the East Coast, they called Arizona for Biden. And there were people still voting, still waiting in line to vote, and so on and so forth. So I thought that was a great disservice by a so-called news network. And that's how it all began. And then there were others that basically had went off on Dominion voting machines, and some of the guests, and some of the analysts, and some. There are people today that are no longer welcome on the network. They're persona non grata. You won't find them anywhere. Remember the Sheriff David Clark from Wisconsin? He has been banned from Fox. As are other members of, if you go back and you'll see there are a lot of faces, probably at least a dozen or so, that they will not be welcomed back because of their stolen election stance. So it kind of makes sense that I think she's a great talent. She's a great journalist. President Trump has now reacted. Get his statement for you in just a second. His statement is, I can't believe Maria Bartiromo is no longer going to have her great show on Fox News and Fox Business. Three different shows, always number one. Maria is a total professional and a true warrior. Her fans, of which there are many, will not be happy. God bless you, Maria. President Donald J. Trump. That was posted on Truth Social yesterday. So I think she'll be fine. She'll land on her feet somewhere. She'll start her own project, much like Catherine Herridge did, or Tucker Carlson initially did before he went completely bonkers But best of luck to Maria Bartiromo. But I think Fox is once again embarrassing itself by not wanting to report the truth, just their version of it. 6:43, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, the new minor accident was in the city, Pulaski Highway, out around Crescent Street and Haven Street. It's going to be room to get by. I think most of it might be in a parking lot at that location. The wreck early this morning took down some wires and a utility pole, Dorsey Road at Harmon's Road, just to the south and west of BWI. So far, nothing major going into the tunnels, but the heavy traffic as you're moving southbound as well as northbound through that area. So we've been okay with that. And traffic is still running fairly quiet. And again, because of the long holiday weekend, just the beginnings of some morning delays. And the streets are a little bit wet from the rain that we had in the last hour or so through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be warm and humid. Highs in the low 90s today. Chance for pop-up showers and storms. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, with lower humidity. Highs in the low 80s. Pretty much the same for Sunday into Monday as well. So we're looking good here for the Labor Day weekend forecast. So get out there and plan those barbecues, those picnics, those outdoor events, because you are going to be able to have a great time with the weather cooperating. Right now, 72 and cloudy in the city, 72 in Dundalk. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners. In the name of Butterball Johnson. Very excited, is he? Last year we told you about the 22 tons of award-winning cheese that was stolen, if you remember that story. And then thieves stole $1 million worth of Guy Fieri's Santo Tequila.
Right.
Now, just in the last week, Pabst Blue Ribbon reporting that from their Montclair, New Jersey area, from the Anheuser-Busch Distribution Center, two trucks with, thousands of cans of beer have been hijacked.
I was here working.
PBR, I was going to say, your PBR shipment worth $45,000 never reached its destination, and the second shipment worth $25,000 worth of beer apparently never got to its destination either. So do the math, that's $70,000, 40,000 pounds of beer that has gone missing.
Again, I was here.
Yeah.
That's what they all say.
Uh-huh.
Here's my second question. Who drinks PBR anymore?
You steam crabs with it, don't you? That or Wiedemann?
Yeah. Or Natty Bowes. You know.
They're drinkable.
They're drinkable? What, yeah. Is there a beer that you will not drink?
Yeah, any IPA. I don't like hoppy stuff.
Okay. I'm with you on that.
I just don't. I'm sorry.
I can't do it as well.
Some people love it.
Doesn't
That's
agree
fine.
With me, but.
Does it wreak havoc on your GI system?
No, it gives me gout. Horrible, yeah.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
That's he was never in the Army anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So they have it. Is there a beer that you will
system.
Not drink? A beer you will not drink?
Me?
Yeah.
Old Homicide or anything
old
like that.
Old Homicide, yeah, that's a bad one, that's for sure.
And back in the day, it was Rhineland, Gunther. Gunther wasn't too bad.
Yeah.
But the regular Natty Bow.
How about Carlsberg Elephant Malt Liquor?
Yeah, there you go.
That'll kill you.
That'll take the paint off your car.
That'll take the paint off your intestines or the lining out of them.
The Schlitz Malt Liquor, that's another one. Well, Cantonese barbecue brisket is back at Panda Express ahead of Labor Day weekend, so if you like that kind of thing. By the way, there's a new challenger to Domino's Pizza, and I've never heard of it. Maybe you have. Casey's Gas Station. 3,000 stores in 19 states. They're primarily in the Midwest and in the South. Have you ever heard of them, Chuck?
I have not.
Yeah. Apparently, they have all sorts of pizza pies, and they're getting rave reviews.
Hmm. What is it called again?
Casey's Gas Station Pizza.
Huh.
These are Casey's
so
Gas Station.
Gas Station Sushi.
No, Gas Station Sushi we know is horrible, but Gas Station Pizza, they say, is really good. It's like some people like the 7-Eleven pizza.
I like the
7-Eleven. I'm not a fan, but you like it?
I do.
Yeah. You like Bowling Alley pizza?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah, the Bowling Alley pizza is good.
Your Bowling Alley pizza.
Bowling Alley pizza. On?
Bowling.
Let's see. Aldi, you've got some finds here for September. You can find the new Bake Shop pumpkin sandwich cookies. Everything's pumpkin here. Pumpkin spice, cookies, bread mix. You have the caramel apples with peanut butter or pumpkin spice trail mix on top. Mm-hmm. And, of course, you've got the fall harvest mac and cheese, the pumpkin feta or beetroot goat cheese flatbread. Watch out for those beetroots, Maggie. And then there's Mama Cozy's cheese stuffed crust pizza.
Mama Cozy's cheese stuffed.
Mama Cozy.
I think Chuck went into there once. Mama Cozy's.
Yeah, we cozied up a little bit.
Yes, you did.
Oh, dear.
I'm going to have to try this. The Bremer potato and onion pierogies. Good stuff.
And there's my little bell.
And the oh, you have a new bell? That's you?
I
thought it was Kristen. And no, you've got a new bell? Is that a triangle? What is that?
Just a little bell.
A little bell. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All these years now, you've discovered the bell.
Yes. I had it for a while.
For years you
went. And then I got another one. So
for years
just
you
in
went.
Case we say something funny.
Well, we'll be using it much, that's for sure.
Poor old Lester. He used to have a bell, remember?
He did.
He had the welcome bell.
This is the no bell.
Peace prize.
And finally at Aldi's, the breakfast, best sausage breakfast skillet. Skillet, rather. So
skillet.
Yeah, that's a... never mind.
That's one of those kind of guys. Put your pinky out. Skillet.
Skillet. Yes. Oh, here. Oh, my, Duffy. It's time for a little breakfast.
Macron.
I say Clyde.
Oh, Macron.
All right, Chuck, seeing a couple. Appreciate the bell and everything else. Best of Casey and Company, available each every day at WCBM.com. Our Facebook and Rumble pages brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. Getting your reaction to the Maryland Supreme Court. We have some that we'll share with you. In fact, let's do some right now because I want to make sure we squeeze some of these in so that people can hear what our listeners think about the Maryland Supreme Court with this most recent ruling. Steve says, wake up, Republicans. Our future's at stake. We need to get out there. The ruling needs to be appealed to the federal courts and the DOJ. We can't let the Democrats run roughshod over our democracy and lives. Question three will do that and destroy our state as it currently stands. Fight, fight, fight for our beloved state. Thank you, Steve, for weighing in. This is Mark. He says the math isn't on the Republican side on this vote. The Democrats outnumber Republicans by so much. That's how the Democrat strategy is working. Republicans have been pushed out. I like Andy Harris. He's my rep. Wait until a Democrat from Anne Arundel, Howard County, is my representative. Can't wait to see how they ruin the Eastern Shore. That is sarcasm. What a state of affairs. Yep, and that's what happens when you have the soft tyranny of a supermajority. You're listening to Casey and Company coming up next. That mother that was deemed unfit has a criminal record.
The moment you arrive at Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, the aroma alone will have your mouth watering. Freshly roasted pork, daily caught seafood, and homemade desserts that taste just like mom made. You'll find everything you need to prepare a great holiday feast all in one stop. And don't miss Twin Brooks Furniture for incredible ideas at unbeatable value. Open Thursdays and Fridays 9 to 6 and Saturdays 8 to 4. Start a new holiday tradition with your family at Pennsylvania Dutch Market on York Road in Cockeysville.
Lorian Harmony Hall opened a unique memory care program this year called Harmony Park. Lorian Harmony Park features an indoor setting that looks like an outdoor park space. It is a sensory neighborhood that is meant to offer wayfinding and other unique features to our residents to help them navigate their day. For more information, visit LorianAssistedLiving.com or call 410-531-6000.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
You won't need a warrant.
What? Are you crazy?
When you're on the search for news, traffic, and weather, all the evidence you'll need is at the top of the hour, 30 minutes past the hour, and whenever news breaks. Talk Radio WCBM 680 AM and 99.9 FM in Harford County.
.652, we heard from Paz. He says it's clear the Maryland Marxist movement broke laws and protocols when crafting question three. Yet Maryland's version of a kangaroo court will allow this fraud to remain on the ballot. If the voters approve this, then it is clear the state has succumbed to tyranny. The only option for fair-minded residents that support individual freedom and the rule of law is to get out as soon as you can. Well, some people cannot get out. That is a problem. Let's see. Bill in Oaksville says, Sean, I drink Pabst, Woodstock Inn, good and cold. My father was a Gunther man and went to the Gaiety back in the day. Yeah, well, there you go. Some people, look, as long as it's cold, any beer usually tastes good. It's when it gets warmer that you usually can discern the really the bad stuff, you know, the rot gut. 6:53 traffic and weather on the threes, and here he is, Rot Gut Johnson.
Very nice. I never got that desperate.
No, you never did.
No. One thing that knocked me on my hiney one time was Colt 45. That was enough.
Yeah, that was.
Ooh, baby. We've had some rain that went through the area, still moving east, and some of that heavier rain was out over the bay. So even on the eastern shore now, you may pick up some of that rain up on 301. And in some cases, a little while ago, some of that rain was fairly heavy. We're into the beginning of the long holiday weekend, so early this morning, I don't think it's going to be too bad, other than the fact that the roadway conditions are wet. But later on today, and if the weather is a factor, then later in the afternoon could be a problem. But for right now, a little heavy going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel, 895. Just watch it there anywhere after the O'Donnell Street ramp. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for your Labor Day weekend. It's going to be another warm and humid day today. Low 90s, chance of a pop-up shower or storm. Then the weekend is going to get pretty nice. Sunny and dry. Lower humidity with highs in the low 80s. Saturday, Sunday into Monday. And right now we're looking at, it's a nice start to the morning, at least. Still a little bit on the muggy side, as they say. But right now we're looking at 71 and cloudy in Owings Mills, 71 in Ellicott City. Just heard from another one of our listeners who texted into the shows. Sean, no need to be a No King's Day and No King's Day Westmore. Yeah. And this is what happens with the supermajority. These judges that think that they're actually judge/legislators. That to me is, that needs to stop. And we see it all the time, the way these judges try to get in the way. And it's lawfare is what it is. It's from the bench. That has to stop. We'll see. I don't know what their options are regarding the appeal. Since this was a state court decision, I guess the only recompense they might have is to go to the Supreme Court. But we just watched Justice Kavanaugh with a horrific decision out in Michigan. There were non-citizens that were registered to vote, and he basically is allowing that to continue because of a petition had problems or something. I don't know. I'm not getting the weeds on that one, but it's all over the country, folks. This is what happens when you appoint people that are not schooled in the Constitution of the United States or of their own state. All right, so the Baltimore unfit mother of six found alone, again, with these six children. It's a horrific and just horrifying situation where, again, I think that the city agencies and some others in the city failed to help these children from 1 to 9 years of age. They were found alone, hungry, barely clothed. I hear from one of my firefighter friends that it was much worse than what you're hearing in the news. Some of them were cut up by broken glass on their feet, open wounds and sores and things of that nature. It's horrifying. But 4 months before police found these children this past Monday in a house without any electricity or readily available food or drinking water, Baltimore's Department of Housing and Community Development had helped their mother, Tiana Monet Brown, move the family there through a crisis assistance program. Brown had recently been evicted from another East Baltimore house, her second eviction in little more than a year. Records also show she was convicted in that notorious attack 15 years ago on the transgender woman at the McDonald's in Rosedale. I don't know if you remember this case. I do. And in that case in 2011, Brown was then 19 years of age. She pleaded guilty to first-degree assault and a hate crime in the beating of Chrissy Lee Polis. Video of that attack went viral, drew national attention. Brown was sentenced to 10 years in prison, 5 years suspended, plus 3 years of supervised probation. And in this week's case, she's being represented by the Office of Public Defender, charged with 6 counts of child neglect and being held without bond. And she's been taken for medical evaluation at the hospital. The children are staying with relatives and with Child Protective Services. But you look at every step of the way, and again, this is where they often talk about, I love how these lefties in the state talk about how they are all about the rehabilitation of people once they get out of jail. Remember, they get rid of the Chuck the Box and all that stuff. And they and in this case of this offender, a convicted felon, Tiana Monet Brown, who was there to help her? Where were the programs and wraparound services to help this woman who had 6 children And apparently in one of the houses, they found her. She was squatting in one of the addresses. And folks had complained there were unauthorized occupants at the, on a house on North Glover Street. Quote, squatters illegally occupied the property, were ordered to vacate January 31st, 2026. They did not. She was ultimately evicted from the Glover Street house on April the 2nd. 20 days later is when the Baltimore Department of Housing and Community Development assisted in placing her and her children at the home on East Monument Street. And 4 months later, police then found the children unattended in a filthy house, some of them in need of medical attention. The charging documents in the child neglect case said the family was given $300 to $500 for supplies from Walmart. So what, you just throw money at the problem? You just, was anybody following up? Anybody checking on the well-being of the mother and the abandoned children? Once again, it is the neglect. It is the just this again the bigotry, I think, of expectations here in thinking that just because the city has placed somebody that everything is fixed and it's hunky-dory, it is sad to see exactly what has happened to this woman and her children. All right, Town Appliance, if you, again, you've heard me talk about the great experience I have when I upgraded our fridge and how both mayors helped us find the perfect appliance. My wife and I love our brand-new GE Profile refrigerator, and right now their big Labor Day event is going on. Perfect time to get ready. Over 70 different brands to choose from. GE, Cafe, KitchenAid, Monogram, Gen Air. Go see Mayor or Mayor at townappliance.com.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. It's a record, one that's hitting truckers especially hard, hitting them in the wallet. The price of diesel has reached a record high in the U.S., averaging $5.85 per gallon. AAA puts the national average for a gallon of regular gas at $4.14. That's unchanged from yesterday, although it is a Labor Day weekend record. Vice President Vance says he would not call the U.S. conflict with Iran a war. Quoting Vance, right now there is no active shooting.
Vice President Vance addressed questions and blamed really any lingering problems on the Iranians shooting at ships in the Gulf. He certainly sounded much more upbeat, and he sounded very much more confident than we've heard from officials in recent months and weeks that the United States can get those ships through the Strait of Hormuz and that ultimately we'll see gas prices going down.
The BBC's Verinder Bussman in Washington, like President Trump, Vance, stressing the need to keep Iran from ever getting nuclear weapons. Back to work today for jurors in the Lindsey Clancy murder trial, day 7 of deliberations. The jury has twice said it cannot reach a verdict on whether the Massachusetts mother was criminally responsible for killing her three young children. The jury foreman told the judge that one juror is refusing to follow the court's instructions on reasonable doubt. That prompted defense attorney Kevin Reddington to ask the judge to remove the juror.
The court has an instruction from the foreperson of that juror that's been working for a week now, saying that there's one juror who refuses to listen to the law that you've given him or her on reasonable doubt.
But the judge refused to remove the juror. Rescuers in Nepal have pulled two workers alive from a tunnel at a hydropower plant. That's raising hopes of reaching dozens of others, thought to be trapped 9 days after the deadly flooding. On Wall Street, the Dow futures are down 38 points. NASDAQ futures up 157. More on these stories, townhall.com.
When you're vacationing in your RV, there are some things you can always count on. Waking up to a beautiful view, card games at the breakfast table, and building a campfire with Dad.
All right, hand me that piece of wood. Not that one. I don't like the looks of that. No. No. No.
With Progressive, your RV is protected 24/7, so you're prepared for whatever you don't see coming. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, not available in D.C.
In the military, the mission was clear. You knew what to do. Now, the mission has changed. Stepping into civilian life isn't about finding a job. It's finding your purpose.
I wanted a career that would leverage the skills and discipline I gained in the military. IT just felt right.
My Computer Career offers class schedules that fit into your life and skills in high demand. Put your VA benefits to work. Visit mycomputercareer.edu/ CWP to jumpstart your IT career today. An elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including VA benefits.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
We have a delay on 995 now if you're coming down from Moravia Road underneath the Eastern Avenue Bridge. Apparently on the northbound side is a report we have. There's an accident northbound at Dundalk Avenue that had some road blockage, and the southbound side may be looking at it. If we could get that camera turned over towards that ramp at Dundalk Avenue, we could tell you exactly what's going on. But they're moving through again southbound, but there's a backup right there, and then we've been a little bit slow for the traffic going into the Fort McHenry Tunnel on the right side, especially in the right tube. But traffic is coming out of the tunnel, and I'm just looking down a little bit further here, 395, and all is well. Actually, the sun is out now, so the roadway conditions are still wet, but the sun is out. There's some rain that was working its way across towards the eastern shore, so heads up for that. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, still warm and humid with another chance of some showers and storms. Temperatures in the low 90s with a chance for a few showers and a pop-up storm. Temperatures fall back into the low 70s by tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
73 degrees in Falston and 74 in Owings Mills. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a man pled guilty Thursday after stabbing his boyfriend to death and hiding his body in Lincoln Park in January 2026, according to the state's attorney's office for Baltimore City. Officials said Eric Jones Jr. pled guilty to first-degree murder and disposing of human remains to conceal a crime after the deadly stabbing of Deshaun Johnson on January 2nd, then hiding Johnson's body in Lincoln Park. On January 19th, officers responded to 24 South Bernice Street regarding a missing person report identified by family as Deshaun Johnson. Once on the scene, police learned that Johnson's family had not seen him in over 2 weeks. And during the investigation, authorities learned that Johnson and his boyfriend, Eric Jones Jr., lived together at 24 South Bernice Street. And a normally quiet and secluded stretch of Middle River became the scene of a police-involved shooting Thursday morning. The shooting happened near the end of Carroll Island Road, close to the fence line of a shuttered power plant and an area surrounded largely by farmland and residential roads. The Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 698, the pick 4, 1107. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pairshaw.com.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, Adley Rutschman may have grabbed the headlines last night with a pair of home runs against the Orioles, but it was a Nick Sogard blast that did the Birds in.
Tied at 3, top of the 8th inning. And this one is into the air, deep right field. Without allowing a home run.
Kenny Albert had the call on Fox. Nick Sogard's two-run shot in the eighth gave the Bo Sox a 5-3 lead, and Boston holds on despite three home runs from the Birds. 6-5 the final last night at Camden Yards, and the Birds have now lost three games in a row at a time that they could least afford it. After the game, manager Albernez on the game's key at bat.
Yeah, I was just thinking that just didn't get down to the right spot. Maybe love the matchup with Sogard, especially with, you know, first base open and then Durbin behind him. Yeah, it was just, it's good they didn't get where he needed to go, and so I put a good swing on it.
Now, the loss drops Baltimore 1.5 behind the Guardians in the wildcard chase with 21 games left to play. Toronto and Texas winning last night, so they're just a half game back. The Ravens are now off for 4 days following yesterday's practice in Owings Mills. Team will reconvene Tuesday as it prepares for the season opener at Indianapolis. Rookie guard Venga Ioane can't wait to get started.
I feel ready to go. For me, there's a lot of things that I got to fix in my game, a lot of things to learn. You know, we still got, you know, a little over a week left until we play. So, you know, using that time, you know, to my advantage to get ready for it as much as possible. But I feel pretty good.
Meanwhile, how about this? Harsh words from Nick Wright, who is one of the co-hosts on the First Things First show on FS1. Concerning Lamar.
I think there are a lot of signs of immaturity with Lamar Jackson. Within the game, doesn't face much adversity, but when he does, I think we see some immaturity. I think the way he uses social media speaks to immaturity. Being damn near 30 and not figuring out how to not get sick every winter when your job demands you be at your best every winter speaks to immaturity.
He's not wrong about some of that stuff. Coming up in 30 minutes, a key night for the Orioles tonight. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer. Serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Reisterstown to Pink Town, from Westminster to Bel Air South, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Welcome back. 410-922-6680 is the number here. 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at AM680@WCBM.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up this hour of Casey and Company, I'll take a look at a lot of unanswered questions about that Middle River shooting yesterday. Baltimore County residents calling now for a total ban on data centers. And we lead with our top story here. And again, kind of a split the baby decision yesterday by the Maryland Supreme Court, in that they have ruled that question three can remain on the ballot, but only if the language is altered. And guess who's rewriting it? Not the legislature, but the Supreme Court of Maryland itself, which I don't believe should happen. It's I think that you don't have the judicial branch acting as the legislature. And that's what we have here. I'm reaching out to one of the attorneys of the Oversight Project to get their reaction, and if we can, we'll get them on the air here this morning. If not, maybe we'll just get a statement. But I think that might be the issue that could be appealed. One thing that has, and by the way, I have confirmed the article in the Baltimore Sun this morning that we talked about it last hour, that Carter Elliott, the governor's communications advisor, director, whatever, posted a picture of the governor with a big L. Addressing the Maryland Freedom Caucus and delegates Naraki and Morgan and Jalega, et cetera, calling them losers. That is, just classless. But what do you expect of a guy that claimed he had a Bronze Star when he didn't? But that is indeed a picture of Governor Moore, not AI, as we had suggested it could be. Speaking of Wes Moore, something he said in the past, now drawing new light to this court, maybe these judges, and might bear some kind of investigation as to what he said and what he meant by it. Here's what he said recently. This was about a year or so ago when he was talking about redistricting. Electric Bill Ferguson was then opposed to it before he found religion after the Voting Rights Act was, Section 2 was struck down by the Supreme Court. But here's what Wes Moore said about working with judges.
First, to be clear, it's always the right time to fight for democracy. And it's always the right time to fight for your people, particularly when you are watching them so under attack. And throughout this entire process, throughout the governor's redistricting advisory commission, throughout the work that that the speaker has led throughout the House, we have been working with lawyers and working with judges.
Well, I understand working with lawyers. I get that wholeheartedly. Working with the Attorney General of Maryland, working with lawyers on your staff, working with lawyers in the Democrat Party, but working with judges? What the hell did he mean by that when you're working with judges? You talking about working with current sitting justices on the Maryland Supreme Court or others that are currently serving on the bench in the circuit court? I mean, what did you mean by that? That statement went unchallenged by anybody in the media, except for yours truly and a few others. You know, Kim Klasick's all over it as well. So I think you have to look at this, and what do you mean by that? Somebody's got to ask him. When you said working with judges on the because he's talking about redistricting here, what did you mean? And so that I think it bears some investigation, some further probe into when the governor of the state of Maryland says he's working with judges, which judges, on which court, on what subject, and might have poisoned the water a little bit. With this case that trickled up there. All right, more on that coming up in just a second. 713, traffic and weather on the threes. Let's get the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, the wreck northbound 95 near Dundalk Avenue is off to the right side, so not a big deal. It's off to the side far enough that even the northbound traffic is not looking at it. Southbound was for a while, but that backup now is gone. We had some overflow traffic that went over towards 895 southbound, so that's backed up a little bit now near the O'Donnell Street ramp and backing up towards the Urban Avenue ramp. So there are some delays now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Inner loop here at Green Spring looks good. The roadway's still drying out from the rain earlier this morning. The sun is out now, but the roadways are still wet. The Parkville side with a delay beginning around Hartford Road, and the west side is pretty much the normal stuff, but it's moving at least as you're going south on the Beltway and moving south of 795 and down through Liberty Road. Yeah, some gaps in the traffic, but it's backed up right there, and let's see if it gets any better right after Route 40. Yeah. Fine after Route 40. Still damp. Still see the shine on the roadway, but the sun is out now, and that could be a factor as well for the traffic south and east through the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast for your Friday and Labor Day weekend. It'll be warm and humid, low 90s. Chance for a pop-up shower or storm. Tomorrow, sunny, dry, lower humidity, highs in the low 80s. Pretty much the same for Sunday and peaking into a Monday as well. There is a... Monday looks good, too. Partly cloudy, highs near 80s. There's still maybe a tiny chance of a pop-up shower on Saturday, but right now it's looking pretty good. In any event, it is 72 right now, partly cloudy in Columbia, and 71 in Reisterstown. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, yesterday in the first White House press briefing post-Caroline Leavitt, it was Vice President J.D. Vance that took to the podium, and we don't know how long this is going to continue. Last time they rotated a bunch of people through, Scott Bessent and others, and maybe they'll do the same thing for a while until they... a lot of names being bandied about. Alina Hamba now has changed her tune and said she would be honored to serve as the press secretary if President Trump asked her. We got Maria Bartiromo, just recently fired by Fox News and Fox Business. President Trump upset over that, but we'll have to wait and see. But meanwhile, 9/11, we are 1 week away from the 25th anniversary. President Trump will be at the Pentagon to speak at the ceremony there, and Vice President Vance will be at Ground Zero in New York, where Joe Biden is going to be in attendance there as well. He was asked about that yesterday at the White House press briefing.
Play to get back to, and if even just for a day, even if just for a few hours, I would encourage people to tune in. I'm also, as you guys can probably guess, I'm really looking forward to hanging out with Joe Biden. I'm sure that we'll have many, many intense intellectual conversations, and it'll be great. We'll have a great time with Joe Biden and the other presidents. Go ahead.
the vice president trolling Joe Biden there a little bit. Good news here, as President Trump, DHS, and ICE continue their, again, border enforcement and deportation effort, there are now some stats not worth reviewing. The U.S. Center for Immigration Studies reporting a population decline of 3 million foreign-born persons in the USA as a result of the ongoing Trump administration effort to locate, capture, and remove illegal aliens. Obviously, it has taken time to get up to speed on the overall deportation side of the issue. However, Trump has effectively removed a year of open border entrance, and the current number of foreign-born persons is now at a January 2024 level, declining as the 4 years of the Biden surge are being removed. We also have the self-deportation numbers. We'll see if we can get those for you as well. They're not quite as high, but 3 million. And again, it's still a drop in the bucket when you have anywhere between 15 and 20 million that were led into this country. You see, we have a long way to go. President Trump Thursday night announced a new acting secretary of the Army after Dan Driscoll resigned. No word on why he resigned, but really Driscoll and Pete Hegseth did not see eye to eye. Pete Hegseth was, again, not wanting to see women trained for combat roles. Driscoll was all for that, even mentioning that his own daughter one day, he hoped, would be a U.S. Army Ranger and be able to be in combat. So Adam Tell is the new current Assistant Secretary of the Army for Civil Works. He will be the acting Secretary of the Army, effective immediately for President Trump. Well, there are a bunch of Texas Republicans that have now endorsed James Tallarico. Down in, this is where the Republican Party, filled with rhinos and swampy establishment types, just shoot themselves in the foot. I understand maybe not all of them didn't like Ken Paxton, especially if they tried to impeach him. But you see the kind of things that Tallarico is espousing and endorsing. It's just horrifying for any Republican, even a rhino. But now, of course, the big question is, why hasn't President Trump devoted any money to the Ken Paxton race? He's sitting on $800 million in his MAGA pack. Not a cent has been spent to help Ken Paxton in Texas. So a lot of folks are asking the question why. And the other question everybody's asking, where's Mitch? The missing senator has been absent for over 80 days. 80. And we were told by his aides that he will be in the Senate on September 14th, when the Senate reconvenes to resume his role in the U.S. Senate. The question is, where's he been? And he missed a lot of votes and so on and so forth. But as you know, he's not running for re-election. And finally, federal agents have arrested a Los Angeles-based leftist podcaster, Benjamin Azaria Southworth, last night on a grand jury indictment, charging him with threatening to kill President Trump, cyber-stalking, and making harassing interstate phone calls. The 40-year-old is accused of posting videos calling for the president's assassination, and he left voicemails that justice would come to your door. He's now been arrested and faces a long time in the prison. Let's see if he gets the same treatment as the J6ers got. We'll see. And that's a look at what happened 591 days into the new golden age.
And we are just getting started.
K-Y-M-C-A. 721, you're listening to KC and Company. You can join us here 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Elegant Kitchen and Design. If you are in the market for remodeling your kitchen, the first place you should go to is their showroom on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. My good buddy Mike, he'll take care of you. They've got a great team of designers, craftsmen there. All the cabinets are laid out in different styles. You see different configurations, colors, etc. And they've got all the countertops you would need as well. Granite, quartz, quartzite, all cut, polished right there right in the warehouse, right behind the showroom. I was over there just a couple of months ago, and just an incredible operation. And they're going to save you money. That's the big thing. These are great-looking cabinets and countertops at a fraction of the cost that you pay anywhere else. So check them out, Elegant Kitchen and Design, start with their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com, or go to the showroom on Joppa Road in Baltimore County.
Looking for a fun, family-friendly day out? Visit the Pennsylvania Dutch Market in Cockeysville, your one-stop destination for authentic Amish food, friendly faces, and over 20 stalls filled with handcrafted goods. Enjoy fresh flowers, fruits, veggies, and the best seafood and meats around, plus sweet treats baked fresh daily. The smell will draw you in, and the experience will keep you coming back. Open Thursday and Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturday, 8 to 4. The Pennsylvania Dutch Market. So much to see, smell, and savor.
The American Bullion Center in Timonium pays the highest cash price for U.S. gold, silver, and your coin collections. Even though the price of gold and silver changes daily, your coin collections are at record high prices. The American Bullion Center will pay the highest cash price for all your gold, sterling, silver, and U.S. coins. The American Bullion Center is located at 2334 York Road in Timonium, just north of the fairgrounds and just south of Pedonia Road. Phone 410-825-2334, license 2528. That's the American Bullion Center.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
7:23, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, just back down, revisiting again at both the Harbor Tunnels. Again, there's this incident northbound 95 near the Dundalk Avenue ramp. They've kind of been looking at it, but I'm looking at the traffic right now, and it's not doing too badly right through there. Southbound traffic at the Eastern Avenue Bridge is okay. Traffic is going into and out of the Fort McHenry Tunnel. Nothing major there, but some of this overflow traffic, the word got out. Back in Rosedale, we had a little hit there on 895 as it was coming south. So that's still kind of slow in the area from Erdman Avenue into the old Harbor Tunnel. And again, traffic is going into the tunnel, and we see traffic coming out. Let me just check on the south end here just to make sure. Yeah, everybody's coming out on the south end towards Child Street. But right now, the old Harbor Tunnel is sporting in the area maybe 10, 12-minute delay on the southbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Again, hot, humid today, low 90s. Chance of a pop-up shower or storm before things clear out again for Saturday. And Sunday and Monday look much better as well. Right now we're looking at 75, mostly cloudy in Annapolis, 72 in Ellicott City. We're talking about the big decision by the Supreme Court, 5-2 ruling that dismisses the concerns of some that the general legislature, general insane asylum, can write laws and then just completely blow by them and ignore them. And then, of course, the single subject thing is they kind of bought the Democrat lawyer's argument that, well, it's all about redistricting anyway. Everything in this, you know, question involved redistricting. So they bought that story, although there were three separate issues. And the Article 14 of the U.S. of the Maryland Constitution, rather, states that it should be a single subject. So, but then on the question itself, that's where you had a majority rejected lower court rulings that blocked Question 3 over election law requirements that lawmakers failed to meet in the allegations that the amendment improperly combined multiple constitutional changes. They rejected those, but on Question 3. The new language, and this is where it gets interesting, the new language will tell voters, among other things, that, quote, nothing in the Maryland Constitution provides applicable criteria for the boundaries of a congressional districting plan, end of quote. It's still vague. I mean, they do this on purpose. These lawyers that write this legislation, they do this to confuse voters and the Supreme Court, which is in no business writing this language. It's up to the legislature to do it. And again, hopefully somebody will challenge this and we'll get some kind of a clarification here, because that is a clear violation, I think, of checks and balances. It is not. And I have to go look to the state constitution as to whether or not the judiciary is allowed to write laws. And when you put Question 3, you could say it's unlawful. You could say go back and fix it. You can even make suggestions on how it could be fixed. But what you can't do is write it as a body itself, as a Supreme Court, and then order, which is what they did, order the Dorchester County judge and the Anne Arundel County judge to place that language until the State Board of Elections. That's the language you're to use, and that's what you're supposed to do to print the ballots. The current version of the question says the amendment would require congressional district boundaries to be determined by applicable federal laws, which is really vague. Nobody knows. Anybody that goes into that voting booth on November the 3rd is going to be flummoxed. They're going to be completely confused. And that's the intent on the part of these Democrats. Westmore, how do you feel about Westmore? All of us that have supported this challenge including the Maryland Freedom Caucus, including the Oversight Project attorneys, including Senator West and others on the Eastern Shore. We've all been branded losers or called losers because we care about our state, because we care about the Constitution, because we care about the effects of soft tyranny by a supermajority that was running roughshod, ignoring laws, using confusing language, and trying to trick and deceive Maryland voters. I think that every Marylander should be angry and upset at this ruling. And then, of course, having the governor of the state of Maryland taunt the rest of us as losers. We ought to show him who the real loser is on November 3rd. And that's why you and everybody that you know that's a Republican, that's a unaffiliated, that's a Democrat, that's not happy with the current state of affairs, the largest massive tax increase in history, astronomical vehicle fees and other permits. We have skyrocketing electric bills. And now we're having to pay not for just our own family and medical leave insurance, but state executives as well are on the taxpayer, along with the juvenile crime that's exploding. The business climate in this state is, again, we can do it ad nauseum here for hours and talk about the problems of Maryland. But this should anger each and every one of you. And it should motivate you to get out there and vote. If you're not registered, get registered. Get registered to vote. Get other members of your family registered to vote. Because I'm telling you, there's going to be a major push. The Democrats are going to spend millions of dollars on question three. Millions in this state. And if we don't answer in kind, our state constitution will be permanently altered. And the supermajority, they will leave you voiceless on the Eastern Shore. There will be no Republican representation in 28, I guarantee it. Law offices of Michael A. Freeman there for you, should you ever need them. Serious accidents resulting in serious injury. That is why you get a serious law firm, like the law firm of Michael A. Freeman, because you're not getting you're not going to some major big firm with your pick a number. You have no idea who your attorney is. You know when you go in, it's either Michael or Stephen or Rachel Alpert Freeman. Those are your attorneys. And they'll work very hard for you in litigating or maybe settling your case, whatever it is. But the number one priority is there. You recover from your accident and your injuries. And you get back to family, back to your work, back to running your business, all your other priorities. It's the reason why for over 40 years, Michael has been advertising here on WCBM. He's got a big event coming up next Thursday. I'll be there along with others, Nina Mangione. We invite you to come on by. That's at the Hilton Garden Inn next Thursday night at 6 o'clock. Law Offices, Michael A. Freeman. Check him out online. MAFlaw.com. It's 7:30. And your latest news headlines, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. A former canine handler with the Prince George's County Sheriff's Office is accused of helping an Annapolis man build explosive devices. Micah Sam allegedly provided ingredients to Lee Ralston and gave him advice on how to make them stronger and handle them safely. Sam received specialized training with explosives while in law enforcement. Ralston was arrested on 32 felony counts of manufacturing a destructive device and 32 counts of possession of a destructive device in April. Sam was later named as a co-conspirator and he was arrested Wednesday. He was ordered held without bond on Thursday and a trial is scheduled for October. A Baltimore man has admitted that he killed his boyfriend in January and dumped his body in Lincoln Park. Eric Jones Jr. pleaded guilty to first-degree murder and disposing of human remains to conceal a crime in the killing of 33-year-old Deshaun Johnson. Baltimore City State's Attorney Ivan Bates says the horrific circumstances surrounding Mr. Johnson's death are heartbreaking for his family and loved ones. And while nothing can undo their loss, he hopes this plea spares them the additional trauma of a trial while ensuring that justice is delivered. Jones takes a maximum of all but 50 years suspended when he's sentenced in January 2027. And Fox 45 reports that a Baltimore man is facing attempted murder and gun charges after Maryland State Police said he fired at another driver during an alleged road rage incident on the Beltway in Anne Arundel County. Brandon Allison, 40, of Baltimore, was arrested and charged with attempted second-degree murder, having a loaded handgun in a vehicle and other related charges. According to police, troopers from the Maryland State Police, Glen Burnie Barrick, responded at about 2:04 p.m. Wednesday to the outer loop of 695. Just before Maryland 295, for a report of a shooting. It's 7:32 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Is your roof leaking? Do you have water spots in your walls or ceilings? Do you have leaks around your chimney or skylights? If so, then you may need to repair or replace your roof before that damage escalates. Call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing, family-owned and operated, is your full-service roofing company, specializing in steep and flat roofs, all types of metal roofs, gutters, downspouts, and skylights. They do residential and commercial roofs. Getting a roof repaired is something most homeowners dread, and when the roof does need repair, it's important to get not only the finest quality materials available, but a fair and reasonable price on installing those materials as well. So if your roof is showing signs of wear or other problems, call Wallace Roofing at 410-655-3700. 410-655-3700. Wallace Roofing does roof repair and replacement. Call Wallace Roofing today. Wallace Roofing, 410-655-3700. MHIC number 1566. Wallace Roofing. Remember, above all, a good roof.
7:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new minor wreck in the city. It's not far from Druid Hill Park. It's on McCullough Street, right close to the intersection at Druid Park Lake Drive. So all of that comes together there. Fulton Avenue, Reisterstown Road, Druid Park Lake Drive, McCullough Street. So there's a wreck right in that area. We're looking at you live, and we're drying out now from the rain earlier this morning. The sun is out, and the traffic is busy, but a little better now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. No issues right now. There is slowing on the Beltway. The interloop at Green Spring is fine, but there is some backing on the northeast side at Hartford Road, and the west side is pretty busy. It's not real solid, but it is definitely busy from 795 down the hill towards Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, still warm and humid with another chance of some showers and storms. Temperatures in the low 90s with a chance for a few showers and a pop-up storm. Temperatures fall back into the low 70s by tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
It was a homecoming for Adley Rutschman last night, and the Red Sox catcher celebrated at Camden Yards.
1-1 from Young, and Rutschman sends this one to deep right field, and his return, he goes deep. His 38th career home run at Camden Yards, his first as a member of the Boston Red Sox.
Kenny Albert had the call on Fox, and that was the first of a pair for Rutschman last night as he and the Red Sox celebrate together a 6-5 win over the Birds. O's clobbering three home runs as well. Pete Alonso, number 33, Luis Robert Jr., his first, and Christian Encarnacion Strand, his eighth. That came in the ninth off Aroldis Chapman. After the game, manager Albert asked on what may have contributed to Rutschman's success last night.
He knows the pitching staff extremely well. He knows our game planning and prep side extremely well. And, you know, I'm imagining that he was juiced up for today.
So the Birds fall back 1.5 back in the wild card chase with game two on tap tonight at Camden Yards. It'll be Shane Boz and Ranger Suarez at 7:05 p.m. More from Ravens GM Eric DaCosta, who was at the mic Wednesday in Owings Mills, answering all things Ravens, asked about the excitement surrounding Jacoby Lane and if it's warranted.
I'm excited about him, but he's got to do a lot more work to really be what we want him to be, and I think he'll get there. He's shown that he can do it. And now it's going to just become a consistency thing, doing it every single day, showing up every single day. If he does that, he'll be a great player.
Meanwhile, DaCosta was asked further about the inclusion of Joe Fignano on the team's 53. This is an interesting answer.
Quarterback's an important position. And having a young player like Joe that we can watch and we can evaluate and we can see if he can continue to develop and grow, that's exciting to us. And, you know, we got a lot of calls from other teams, and a lot of people asked about him, and a lot of people, we had, you know, I honestly had trade offers for him. And, you know, maybe it's like just the fact that people want to trade for him, I'm like, maybe we should just keep him.
And that's exactly what they did. Ravens now with 4 days off for the Labor Day weekend before getting back at it on Tuesday to prep for the Indianapolis Colts. The time now is 7:37 when we return what Joe Fagnano making the Ravens 53 could mean for Lamar.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked.
680 WCBM has been helping Maryland businesses for over 102 years, helping you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to your strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County can create a campaign to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com today to start growing your business.
You know, the contract negotiations with Lamar have been fraught. They haven't been able to come to any agreement. He's going to count 34 against the cap this year, but 84 against the cap next year, unless they rearrange the contract.
Well, that would be suicide.
To have 84 million. Yeah, exactly. Now, so my point is, I'm not saying that Joe Fagnano is the heir apparent to Lamar, but it was an interesting answer that Eric DaCosta gave. You know, he's just not some random third quarterback. This is a guy who they want to see, and they want to see develop. And if he develops, I think that they would look at Joe Fagnano potentially as an option if he continued to develop over the next year or so. And that's why they kept him. They did, you know, they sacrificed a roster spot somewhere else, probably on the Deer offensive line,
right,
to see if this kid could develop just in case things go south with Lamar.
Well, there's all sorts of stories of developmental quarterbacks. Look at Brett Favre. You look at Steve Young.
Yes, indeed.
So there have been a number of quarterbacks that couldn't get a starting gig. Look at Drew Bledsoe. And others. I mean, they were waiting in the wings, developing, and that's how they used to develop quarterbacks.
Exactly.
Instead of thrusting them into the starter role.
Right.
And so it might be the path. I mean, especially if Lamar isn't willing to renegotiate his contract, it's $84 million. That's just not feasible for any team to take that kind of hit.
Yeah, and as Eric said the other day, I mean, the negotiations with Lamar, they're not normal negotiations. It's a different breed.
He's negotiating with his mom, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
There you go.
All right, thanks, Gary. 739, 21. Before the minute hour of 8 o'clock. By the way, if you want to play Choose Your Fake News, now would be the time to give us a call. Reserve your spot. 410-922-6680. 1-800-WCBM-680. Get the match wits with the panel here this morning and win some WCBM merchandise. So there was a meeting, public hearing yesterday, standing room only, regarding data centers in Baltimore County, as planning officials now are nearing this final vote on a report that outlines potential regulations for data centers. And as you might imagine, data centers are just a political hot potato right now. Again, you look at AI, and I have serious reservations and concerns about AI, especially after that OpenAI, you know, they went rogue. And I just read an article yesterday where there were elements of the OpenAI that basically they established rogue entities and were trying to break out of the AI infrastructure. Thankfully, they didn't. But, you know, this is a major concern about artificial intelligence and what could happen if it does break out and becomes either sentient or is able to. I don't know how you put the genie back in the bottle. So there have to be some serious regulations and safeguards on AI. That being said, there is this massive need for electricity, and these data centers, no matter where they're located, consume a lot of electricity. And we are all part of this issue with data on our smart devices. And then there's the national security component that we have discussed. That President Trump says you can't let the Chinese get there first because they're closing the gap on U.S. We currently have the lead on artificial intelligence, but it's they're closing the gap. And I don't think they're going to be the kinds of safeguards on Chinese AI as we have on American AI. And even that is basically sketchy at best. I mean, you look at the kind of lack of safeguards at the Wuhan Biosafety 2 lab that the CCP virus was released from. So same kinds of concerns there. But here locally, a lot of folks showed up at this planning board, and right now they are calling for a total ban on data centers in Baltimore County. The draft report recommends banning data centers from being constructed on rural land and open space, including any area outside of the URDL. That's the urban-rural demarcation line. It also recommends scrapping a provision in existing county zoning regulations that only permits data centers east of Pulaski Highway and south of Liberty Road. But data centers should not be allowed by right anywhere, according to the report. It says, instead, facilities should be subject to zoning regulations as well as standards on water consumption, cooling technologies, and wastewater treatment. And while, yeah, it would bring jobs in construction of these data centers, it's not going to bring lasting permanent jobs to the data centers themselves. So that's sort of a mixed bag. And there was apparently a 150 megawatt data center being planned next to Social Security in Woodlawn. That is being placed on hold. And under existing conditions, data centers would generate 220% more in annual tax revenue than warehouses or manufacturing facilities. So one of the suggestions is, where there have been these warehouses and manufacturing facilities that lie dormant, that maybe you put them there because there's already infrastructure there. You don't have to lay all of that. That might be a somewhat of a solution. But then again, you have people in those communities that don't want them. So, again, so they're going to be built. Let's put it that way. These data centers are going to be built somewhere. The question is, are they going to eventually be built in Maryland? I know we talked with Bob Cassidy about this. He says he doesn't think they're going to be built in Harford County until Maryland finds a way to generate more electricity on our own. And with the Democrats in charge, with Wes Moore, and people like Electric Bill Ferguson, who's compromised energy-wise, and Jocelyn Paymore Melnick, good luck with that. So this is going to be a political hot potato for quite some time. And while Virginia has found a way to coexist with data centers, Maryland, apparently not that smart. 743 traffic weather on the threes. And once again, we've got the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson, with the updates.
Brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 back, River Neck Road in Essex. We thought we better come down, take a look at Annapolis while the morning backup is there now. I-97 right at the merge at Route 32. So that's normal. It's all right there. Look a little bit further down where you merge in to 50 at I-97. And then from there, we're starting to see a little more traffic now heading over towards the Bay Bridge. No problems at the Severn River Bridge over towards Sandy Point. All the lanes are open, but I'm beginning to see some of the trucks now setting up for what could be, when they get a little more traffic here around Oceanic Drive, they may start to think about maybe opening up a lane on the old span, or actually on the new span, where we'd have three lanes eastbound and two west. Right now, we're two east and three west, and we'll keep an eye on that. I just saw some slowing there on the westbound side. I think they're looking at these trucks that are beginning maybe to set up to get ready for the traffic that eventually will get heavy on the eastbound side. Right now, we're still two east, three west at the Bay Bridge. The weather is good. The roadways are dry. There was some rain earlier, but a little heavier traffic now on the eastbound side at Sandy Point. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safely on the road with a complete system checkup. Bernie is right there, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, still warm, still humid today. Low 90s, chance of pop-up shower or storm continues to be in the forecast. And then things start to clear up a little bit, sunny, drier tomorrow, lower humidity, highs in low 80s, pretty much the same for Sunday into Monday as well. And right now the sun is up throughout the area. Right now mostly sunny, and it is 72 in Pikesville. It is 73 in downtown Baltimore. Time to choose your fake news, brought to you by Badger Contracting. Roofing or window issues, contact Barry and his team right now today at badgercontracting.net. Our contestant is Michael in Aberdeen. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, esteemed panel.
Whoa.
We're not steamed. We're wrinkled, but we're not steamed.
No. Thank you, Michael, for that compliment. Would you like to go first, second, third, or last?
First, please.
Did you say first?
Yes, sir.
Okay, just confirm. Michael gets to go first. All right, story number one. A lot of folks in Indiana are flocking to a farm this fall to walk to a famous corn maze. This year, an Indiana farm designed a corn maze to resemble Charlie Kirk. The family-owned farm said no person should lose his life for participating in political discussion, and violence must never become the response to speech with which you might disagree. The farm has been deluged with leftist critics who are enraged that they would honor Charlie Kirk with a corn maze. Story number two, President Trump today will sign an executive order renaming the Strait of Hormuz after himself. A move, he says, would make the strategic waterway at the heart of his conflict with Iran hotter than ever before. The new waterway will be called Trump Strait. And story three,
damn straight.
Archaeologists have completed an excavation beneath one of Christianity's holiest sites, revealing a fuller picture of the ancient landscape where Jesus Christ was crucified and buried, and providing support for Scripture. An archaeology professor says the Church of the Holy Sepulchre in Jerusalem does match the biblical accounts of the life of Christ.
Wow.
Story one, Charlie Kirk corn maze in Indiana. Story two, Trump to rename the Strait of Hormuz after himself. Or story three, site where Jesus was crucified and buried backs up the biblical account of that tale. All right, we will start with Chuck here this morning.
I'll go with Trump.
Now we start with Mike.
I'm sorry, Michael, you're right. Thank you.
Sorry, you're right. Go
right ahead.
Okay, number two, I think if Trump had the choice, he would rename Earth Trump, but he can't rename a foreign body of water. Number two.
All right, Michael goes for story number two. Then Chuck?
Two, please.
Chuck also for two. Kristen?
Yeah, I think he could rename it, but I don't think he would name it after himself. He would call it the Strait of America, I think. So I would also say two.
All right, and Maggie?
Of course, two.
All right, it's unanimous today. Story number two. While the president has suggested he could, he has not yet done so, and there's no plan to have an executive order today. So everybody is a winner today. Everybody goes home a winner, including
We're
Michael.
Winners.
Congratulations. We'll put you in
Speak
hold
for yourself.
To how to get your prize. You know, it's going to be a big wiener weekend for you, isn't it, Maggie?
I it's going to be chicken.
Oh, that's what you're doing on the grill?
Well, I mean, we always do that anyway. We love summer.
Okay. But now for Labor Day, you don't break out the wieners?
Well, I don't have any wieners at the house right now.
Oh, okay. Well, you go stop by the store.
I'll buy some wieners. Yeah,
get some Frankfurters.
Frankfurters. That's what the New Yorkers call them. You want a Frankfurter?
He's down at Bishopville. You can't
My
get
in-laws him. Call them that.
Franken beans.
That was the morning show.
Is that? That's one of Maggie's all-time favorite dishes.
Yes.
All right, Chuck, see you in a couple.
All right.
Appreciate that. 7:49, 11 minutes now before the hour of 8 o'clock. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM 680. Still to come, the top of the hour. What's the next step for Republicans in the state of Maryland on question three, now that the Maryland Supreme Court has given the Democrats a massive victory and win? Councilman Nina Mangione joins us a little bit later on in the show after the 8:30 news, and we're totaling up the cost of socialism. All these things, you know, Medicare for all, the Democrats are out there, got free grocery stores and so on and so forth, free health care, free you name it. We're total up the cost. You might be surprised how much. And this is the reason why it fails everywhere it's ever been tried. So we got that coming up for you as well. If you are looking to remodel your kitchen, as you know, that can be pretty massive undertaking, and it can be pretty expensive at the same time. And I want to give you a little bit of a shortcut. And I just want to refer you to Elegant Kitchen and Design. They're just showrooms on Joppa Road in Baltimore County. Mike and his entire team, they have everything you need there for cabinets. Again, they're all laid out, different configurations, styles, colors, you name it. And they have all the countertops that you need, granite, quartz, quartzite, right there in the warehouse that you can see in one-stop shop, so to speak. And the biggest thing for me is, in talking with Mike and his team, is the level of service and the money that you could save by going to Elegant Kitchen and Design. Why spend, you know, 2-3 times on your project, which you need to, when all you have to do is stop by their showroom or visit their website, elegantkd.com. That's elegantkd.com, and tell them that Sean Casey sent you.
Do you need a new roof? Call Badger at 443-NEW-ROOF. At Badger Contracting, we inspect your roof, give you a free estimate, and work to improve and protect your home. We are a trusted local company that's worked on thousands of roofs, large and small. Call now, get a free estimate, 20% off your new roof, and a free gutter system. Call me, Barry Flax, at 443-NEW-ROOF. For immediate response, call 443-NEW-ROOF. Badger Contracting. Our job is your satisfaction.
Looking for the perfect shooting experience? Come to Free State Gun Range, the friendliest gun range in town. Don't forget to ask about our brand new gold and silver memberships. Enjoy unlimited range time, advanced lane reservations, and exclusive discounts on firearms, accessories, and training. Visit us right now and take advantage of our extensive inventory of firearms and accessories. Visit FreeStateGunRange.com or stop by today. Free State Gun Range. Shop, shoot, improve.
This is Kim Klasick. When an aging parent or loved one needs a little more support at home, knowing where to run matters. Visiting Angels of Pikesville and Owings Mills provides compassionate, personalized in-home care designed around each family's needs. Their caregivers help seniors remain safe, comfortable, and independent at home. Start with a free consultation. Visit visitingangels.com/Pikesville today. That's visitingangels.com/Pikesville.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Coming up on 7:53, up next, a lot of questions still unanswered about that shooting in Middle River yesterday. We'll talk about that. We've got where does the GOP go next on question three in Maryland after the Supreme Court decision was handed down yesterday. Councilman Nina Mangione joins us after the 8:30 news. 7:53, traffic weather on the threes. Once again, the update with Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, we're keeping an eye on down here at Sandy Point and Oceanic Drive heading to the Bay Bridge. Still two lanes eastbound. They have the truck standing by to open a lane on the westbound side. Haven't done it yet because there's really not much of a backup yet. Whitehall Road and coming into St. Margaret's from the area of the Severn River Bridge. The pace is still pretty good right through that area. The backup is the normal backup all the way back up at the top of the hill at I-97 and coming down through Route 32. And then it gets better down at the ramp at Route 50. Looked over towards the eastern shore. It's always busy through that light at 50 at 213, that at Y Mills. But again, that's just a typical ride there. And the traffic light delays. Nothing on 404 and 50 beyond that is good all the way in to Ocean City. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. Still warm and humid. Highs in the low 90s. Chance for a pop-up shower and a storm. And for the weekend, Labor Day weekend, it looks like it's going to dry out and be sunny and lower humidity. Be a nice weekend for Saturday. Low 80s. Sunday, pretty much the same. And Monday, the same as well. So get out and enjoy the weather this weekend. Right now, sunny. 74 in Millersville. And it is 73 in Parkville. Yesterday morning, right around this time, there was a shooting on Carroll Island Road in the Middle River area of Baltimore County. And this Baltimore County police were called to the area. There was a Chuck and a woman who was allegedly armed and wanted in connection with an assault. Police officers found the woman inside her car. And according to the police department, she initially surrendered a knife. But then later she pulled a gun on one of the officers, prompting that officer to fire their weapon before retreating. And, of course, that led to a lot of confusion. They didn't know whether she was still armed, whether or not she was wounded or what have you. So they called dispatch, and a drone shows up to determine what was going on inside the car. And they said from the appearance of the drone feed, they zoomed in on the car, and it appeared that the subject was slumped over. Once the scene was secured, police officers moved in to render aid. The woman was then transferred to an area hospital with a potentially life-threatening gunshot wound. Police said the firearm was later recovered from inside her vehicle. As you might imagine, this is a pretty quiet area near the shuttered power plant there on Carroll Island Road. It left a lot of the neighborhood residents shaken by the events.
Shocking.
I think it's kind of scary. That's what I think. It's kind of scary. Very scary.
Disturbing, to say the least.
Yeah. You would think so, too. And when stuff like this happens in normally quiet areas that have never had a shooting, never had a killing, never had this kind of crime, it really is unsettling. But it just goes to show that it doesn't matter where you are in Baltimore County or any other county, for that matter. Crime knows no bounds in this state. There are criminals roaming the streets. There are juvenile thugs that are allowed to get away with just about whatever they want. You know, and we're looking at just we had another case of a guy that had a record that raped a woman under the 795 overpass recently, coming off the Owings Mills Metro station. So it doesn't matter that you could be a victim anytime, anywhere, because this state coddles criminals. This system obviously aids and abets and enables juvenile thuggery. And we've seen it. And we also have a state, as we learned from Sheriff Gaylor's testimony earlier this week, that aids and abets criminal illegal aliens. And it's taken the life of at least five Marylanders, maybe perhaps more, that we that we know of. Baltimore County Police said the only one officer fired their weapon. That officer has been placed on administrative leave, and which is standard policy, following a police-involved shooting. The Maryland Attorney General's office is now investigating the shooting itself. So here's what remains unclear about this situation. Whether the woman that was shot, whether she was struck by the officer's gun or whether her gunshot wound was self-inflicted. We don't know the answer to that yet. Police have not explicitly said who fired the shot that wounded her, stating only that the officer discharged their firearm. So we'd like to find out more medical findings. We need ballistic evidence. We'll provide additional information on regarding the injuries sustained by that woman. And she was already wanted in connection with an assault. So, and again, what was she doing there and so on and so on. We just don't know all the answers yet. Still a lot of unanswered questions, and maybe we'll get those shortly. Don't forget the Best of Casey and Company coming up each and every day at WCBM.com on our Facebook and Rumble pages. It's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Freeman. We're talking about the Maryland Supreme Court decision all morning long. The wacky Missouri Supreme Court yesterday threw out the state's new congressional map that favored the Republicans and eliminated one Democrat seat of Congress. According to the ruling, the new map will go into effect in 2028 if voters approve it during the 2026 midterms. Missouri already held their primaries, so Missouri candidates have to figure out which district they're running in after they've already won the primary. You're talking about, this is insanity. It really is. It's just amazing that we have this kind of these rogue justices and judges. One wonders where the hell they got their education from what law school, from why they were appointed in the first place if they're not qualified to be judges. Never before in American history has a court overturned a congressional map after a primary and before a general election. This is unprecedented. And what's going to happen now is the Attorney General Office of Missouri is now asking the Justice Department and maybe perhaps even the Supreme Court to weigh in to stop this travesty from going any further. I'm telling you, I don't know what's happening to our criminal injustice system, but these judges are either sorely, poorly educated or they're on a mission of their own, which is a another problem. All right, more on the Maryland Supreme Court. What happens next for Republicans? It's 8 o'clock. You're listening to Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. The chairman of the House Judiciary Committee says the chickens are coming home to roost for a liberal activist group which spent years smearing conservatives and Catholics as being so-called hate groups. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Ohio GOP Congressman Jim Jordan is calling the activists out by name.
The Southern Poverty Law Center has put themselves out there, and the left has embraced this, that they're the end-all be-all on evaluating who's a hate group. And of course, now we found out that they were involved in actually fomenting and promoting the hate that they said they were trying to fight, paying people to create this hate out there, and then going to tell their donors, oh, send us money so we can fight the very hate that we're creating.
Congressman Jordan says Congress needs to act against groups like the SPLC trying to muzzle the free speech rights of conservative groups nationwide. His full interview will be heard when This Week on Capitol Hill is broadcast beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. 9 days after catastrophic flooding, two trapped workers pulled alive from a hydropower tunnel in Nepal.
The two men, identified as a mechanical foreman and a mechanical supervisor, were found in the tunnel at the Trishuli 3A construction site on Friday morning after rescuers heard their voices. At the base camp, An Apple military spokesman tells CAP the foreman's name is Sanjay Shah and his initial vital parameter is normal. They're being flown to Kathmandu for further checks and treatment. About 900 workers are missing from 12 hydropower projects in Nepal. I'm Charles Deledesma.
Day 7 of deliberations for jurors in the Lindsay Clancy murder trial in Massachusetts. Diesel fuel has hit a record high in the U.S., averaging $5.85 per gallon, according to AAA. On Wall Street, Dow futures down 41 points. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Newsmax, you like Newsmax. I like it, too.
Newsmax has been terrific.
President Trump is right. Millions like you are tuning into Newsmax. You're watching Newsmax on cable. You're going to our streaming channel, Newsmax, too. And you're downloading our free Newsmax app on your smartphones and TVs. Reuters Institute says we're now one of the top news brands in the nation. Every night, watch great shows with Rob Schmidt, Carl Higbee, Rob Finnerty, and more as they expose the big media lies, the Washington swamp, and they're never afraid to talk about faith, freedom, and the values that made us great. Find out why Newsmax is the fastest-growing news channel in America. Make the switch today and join our news revolution. Get Newsmax on cable, on streaming, and download the free app today. It takes just seconds to start. Let President Trump know you stand with Newsmax. It's for real news, for real people. Make the switch today.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new problem on the JFX. We can't see it because we don't have any cameras inside the city line on the expressway, apparently southbound at Northern Parkway, but it can see the camera at the city county line, and there is a backup and a slowdown there. So if you're coming south from Ruxton Road, you're going to be in that delay working your way south through that area. In the meantime, watch out for that. We'll try to get a report which lane is affected. Morning backup still there, top of the hill, I-97 at Route 32. It's still moving. They have not yet opened the third lane at the Bay Bridge, so we are still 2 eastbound and 3 westbound with a little bit of a backup now coming through Sandy Point on the eastbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, still warm and humid with another chance of some showers and storms. Temperatures in the low 90s with a chance for a few showers and a pop-up storm. Temperatures fall back into the low 70s by tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
74 degrees in Hampstead and 79 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, hear the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that a child was rushed to the hospital with critical injuries after a shooting in Prince George's County on Thursday, officials said. The Prince George's County Police Department said officers were sent to the 300 block of Tayside Way around 7:45 for a report of a shooting. And more than a decade after James Adell died following a struggle with Hagerstown police, the Maryland Attorney General's office announced Thursday it found insufficient evidence to reopen the case. Adell, a 34-year-old black man, died shortly after being restrained by a Hagerstown Police Department officer on June 23, 2013. After reviewing investigative files from law enforcement and the Office of the Chief Medical Examiner, they said it found insufficient evidence to prove criminal culpability beyond a reasonable doubt and agreed with the decision made by the Washington County State's Attorney's Office in 2013. In October 2013, the State's Attorney's Office for Washington County declined to pursue criminal charges in Adell's death. The winning Maryland lottery number pick 3 was 865. The pick 4, 8404. It's 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Maybe you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
participate. Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
805 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. The Birds clobbered three home runs last night at Camden Yards, albeit in a losing cause.
2-1 to Alonso. Deep center. Back at the wall, White. It's out of here. Back to back. Robert Jr. and Alonso.
Kenny Albert with the call on Fox, number 33 for Pete Alonso. Breaking out of a 4-for-29 slump, Robert Jr. and CES also going yard for the Birds, but the Red Sox hit three of their own, including a pair from Adley Rutschman as Boston prevailed 6-5 in the opener of a four-game set. After the game, manager Albert is saying Brandon Young pitched well for the Orioles with one caveat.
Yeah, outside of Adley, yeah, he pitched extremely well. Like, he was efficient, did a great job mixing his pitches, I think.
Young allowing three runs in 6 2/3 innings pitched, but the Tax bullpen allowed a pair in the eighth and one in the ninth. Now, tonight, the Birds send Shane Boz to the Hill at 7.05 p.m. opposite Ranger Suarez. Birds 1.5 back in the playoff chase with 21 games left to play. Ravens news, the team placing Nnamdi Matabike on the 53 to start the season. GM Eric DaCosta was asked where he thought the big D lineman was in his recovery.
We feel like he's right on track. Today was a good day. I think he's been building every single day, and I'm encouraged. I'm as encouraged now as I've ever been.
Now, Matabike did participate in team drills yesterday for the first time this summer, but head coach Jesse Minter offered a word of caution.
Progressing really well. He's been in a few team reps and done some things. You know, what that looks like for week one, I think it's still a day-to-day thing.
And finally, how about this? The Rooney family infiltrating Maryland in a good way. Talking about the Steeler Rooney, specifically John Jay and Patrick Jay Rooney, whose family owns the NFL franchise. Well, they're donating $6 million to Mount St. Mary's College to build the Rooney Athletic Performance Center on campus in Emmitsburg. The twins are 1960 graduates of the school. Coming up in 30 minutes, there'll be a lot to celebrate this weekend at Camden Yards. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service. Most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the Comfort Guys, and they're my guys. From the home of the Ravens, the Orioles, and the Star Spangled Banner, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This traffic note from Chuck Whitaker. There is a wreck westbound I-70 right before the Patapsco River Bridge there. So westbound I-70, there is a wreck. So if you think about jumping on 70, you should think again, take an alternate route there before you hit that. All right, coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at Councilman Nino Mangione. He's going to be with us, get us the latest from the Baltimore County Council, get his reaction to the Maryland Supreme Court decision as well. We have the cost of Democrat socialism, but our top story remains. Question three also remains on the ballot. And now we find out that judges, in a clear violation, a blatant transgression of separation of powers, judges on the Maryland Supreme Court now have taken upon the role of the legislature in writing or rewording the language on question number three that involves the redistricting amendment to our state constitution. They dismiss the fact that lawmakers can make laws and either they don't apply to the lawmakers or they can ignore those laws in making other laws, which who's to say they don't ignore this one? You know, just amazing. They also ignored the single subject provision of the Article 14 of the Maryland State Constitution, saying that any amendment to the state constitution had to be a single subject. And the Democrat lawyer had argued that this was all involving redistricting. But there was three different components or phases of the law, which made it even more confusing. I think that goes into the confusion factor as well. But the one, takeaway is that they did agree with the challengers in Anne Arundel and Dorchester County that the language on the ballot was completely misleading, a violation of due process, and then they violate due process by writing it, rewriting it themselves. It's just amazing. You can't make this up. If you're not going to live by laws, if judges and lawyers are not going to live by the law, then we have anarchy. Then we don't have, we've seen it in lawfare after going after President Trump and all these other judges who think they are legislators, who are judicial activists, who are not impartial arbiters of the Constitution. And so we have a 5-2 decision here in the state. So what happens next? Well, I would hope, I've reached out to one of the lawyers that argued in court yesterday, Jeff Clark, of the Oversight Project. And I've not heard back yet from Jeff, but I know he's real busy. See if he can come on and talk about what's the next step and what happened yesterday and get his thoughts on it as to the violation of separation of powers. One justice pressed the state on whether question three was intended to make the state constitutional protections inapplicable to congressional redistricting. The lawyer for the Democrats said, yeah, that's the intent. And the justice said, well, where is that? Where are the voters? Where is that explained? And it wasn't. Strider Dixon was representing the plaintiffs in the Dorchester case. He said, what the General Assembly had asked the people to do is to give up state constitutional protections as they apply to congressional redistricting without clearly telling voters that that would be the result. That's right. We'd be giving up rights under the Declaration of Rights, which has stood for hundreds of years here in the state of Maryland, wiped out by the Democrats in their illegal activity, unconstitutional activity, and by judges, some of whom were appointed by Hogan, others by Democrats. 5-2 decision. There were two justices that did dissent. And maybe we'll share some of their dissent coming up in just a second. But, boy, I'll tell you, this is a partisan politicians and now partisan judges have won complete, total political control over the state of Maryland. They're one step closer to doing that. 8:13 traffic, weather on the threes now with the update. Here's the king of all traffic, Chuck the Body Whitaker.
All right, so the JFX looks better. There was a wreck at Northern Parkway, and it was backed up through the city-county lines. Better now coming south of Ruxton Road. They could be off to the shoulder. The new problem is, as Sean mentioned, I called in and said there was a wreck, and it's really at a standstill right now, westbound I-70. Haven't seen it yet. They need to turn the camera back towards the Patapsco River Bridge, and maybe we can see which lane this is in. But all three lanes are backed up. If you're back there at the Beltway, you're thinking about I-70 into Howard County. Might want to go down the Beltway and use Route 40 out to Howard County that way as the detour route. Of course, Route 40 running parallel to I-70 to get away from that backup. We've been looking and watching to make sure there weren't any big problems going down towards the Bay Bridge. And at last, check the traffic at the top of the hill at I-97 and Route 32. Just going to change the camera now, go into there. Yeah, that backup is still there. That's all the normal stuff right at that point. Now, going over to the area of Whitehall Road, the Severn River Bridge, and over through there, no problems. Everybody's pretty smooth right now. Let's see if there are any changes at Sandy Point. Nope, still two lanes eastbound. Haven't gotten to that point that they need the third lane yet. So two east and three westbound at the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Another warm and humid day today. Low 90s, maybe a pop-up shower or storm, and then things clear out tonight. And tomorrow, it's going to be sunny, drier, less humid. Get out and enjoy this weekend. Partly cloudy right now, 73 in Bel Air. It's 75 in Dundalk. From the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. America 250 brought to you by the Smile Design Center. If you've ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, then call Smile Design, 410-321-1100. We are introducing you to the founding mothers of the United States of America. Wealthy and influential, Elizabeth Eliza Schuyler, Dutch's father, was a Continental General and devoted Christian, part of the Dutch Reformed Church. Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton grew up with a deep devotion to Jesus Christ. As a little girl, she accompanied her father to a meeting of the Six Nations, a powerful confederacy of Northeast Native tribes. She also met Benjamin Franklin when he was a house guest of the family. On a visit to Morristown, New Jersey, she met one of George Washington's very handsome aide-de-camps with the Continental Army wintered nearby. Their whirlwind courtship took place through letters. In April of that year, Alexander Hamilton asked her father for her hand in marriage. And after a brief honeymoon, she followed Alexander in his duties as an officer in the American Revolution. Eliza helped Alexander with his political writings, many of which are in her handwriting. She definitely acted as his secretary, most likely as his advisor. The Lord blessed the Hamiltons with 8 children. Eliza even took in a friend's child, raised her as a daughter when the woman died. She and Alexander Hamilton hosted many parties, worked very hard to get the Constitution ratified. She worked as his secretary up until the wee hours of the morning. She also had a burden for orphans. In 1804, at the age of 47, her husband, as you might recall, died in a duel with Aaron Burr. Soon afterwards, she lost both her parents. After Alexander's death, she had to sell most of her property, including her house, to pay off his debt. Then she helped open an orphanage and years later served as directress of the New York Orphan Asylum Society for 27 years. She lived generously for 97 years, serving orphans and honoring her husband's memory. Elizabeth Schuyler Hamilton played a huge part in the Constitution and other federal policies, as well as spearheading the American tradition of philanthropy. And that is another one of our founding mothers on America 250.
WCBM Baltimore.
You've heard me say many times, Dr. Learfield of the Smile Design Center in Lutherville is the best. And right now, he's an amazing offer for anyone wanting to try Botox at a reduced cost. This is a great deal with a premier doctor. Dr. Learfield is looking for just 10 model Botox patients for before and after promotional photos. And he's offering deeply discounted rates. But you must act fast. This campaign is strictly limited to just 10 patients. Call 410-321-1100 to see if you qualify. That's 410-321-1100. Again, a limited time offer. Act fast.
WCBM Baltimore.
Coming up after the 8:30 news, Councilman Nino Mangione of Baltimore County is going to join us to talk about, of course, this Supreme Court decision, among other things as well. But joining us right now, of course, as he joins us each and every week this time, as Maryland, Pennsylvania's real estate expert and trusted friend, Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. We love having Vinny on each week. He's the guy with the buyers, upfront written guarantees, and the answers to your real estate questions. Good morning, Vinny.
Hey, Sean. Happy Friday. Yeah, we started answering some questions that we get each and every week from your listeners live on the air last week. So if you got a good question, make sure you reach out and maybe we'll feature your question. So we had Margaret. She called in this week. She's got a job transfer down to Florida. They're living in Bel Air, need to sell their house fast. So here's her question. What's the fastest timeline your team can guarantee without forcing us to leave any money on the table?
Well, that is a great question. Nobody wants to be forced to sell for less just because they're pressed to sell by a particular date.
Yeah, that's right, Sean. And there's a few different ways to handle this question, but ultimately what Margaret wants is certainty in an uncertain market. So we can provide that certainty with our guaranteed sale program. That gives them the ability to have an offer in hand from our company along with a definite close date.
And knowing you for all these years, you'll try to sell to one of the buyers in your database. But if there are no takers, you'll just buy it from them.
Yeah, exactly, Sean. So we have a price that we all agree on. And if one of the buyers in our database wants to pay a higher price, Margaret gets the higher price, not us.
Well, that gives the seller certainty that they can't get with a traditional real estate company.
Yeah, so we build custom solutions, Sean. You know that. So if you'd like us to guarantee the sale of your home, you can call or text us 410-709-7515 or visit VinnyCO.com.
Hi, Vinny. That's great. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate that. If you've got a housing question, send it directly to Vinny. He'll give you the answer and may feature you right here on WCBM. So call or text 410-709-7515 or go to VinnyStio.com to submit your question today. That's VinnyStio.com. It's 8:22, 22 minutes after the hour. We're talking about the Maryland court keeping question three on the ballot. And just, again, it's amazing to me how you have educated attorneys and lawyers and now judges that completely ignore the law themselves. And this is a separation of powers issue in which the court should not have written the ballot language. I understand they've identified it as misleading. I agree with them 100%. I agree that it's a violation of due process 100%. Where I disagree is that they had no business rewriting it themselves. And the reason why they do that is because they think the voters were going to get shortchanged, and so there was time is of the essence, kind of a urgency mentality here. And because yesterday actually was, they placed September 3rd was the hold. It was the date you had to print the ballots. It had to be in, all the wording and so on and so forth. And so that was all on hold. That was paused until this decision came down. Because they have to print these ballots, and that's always a iffy proposition here in the state of Maryland, as we saw with the 500,000 replacement ballots. But this was a clear violation of separation of powers, and I hope and pray that they appeal this decision to a higher court. That would be the Supreme Court, maybe, of the United States. 8:23, traffic weather on the threes. Now the update, the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, a big delay. I-70 westbound, the wreck is out. It looks to be now, just looking at the camera shot, they turned the camera back over towards the area of the Patapsco River Bridge. It looks like it's either on the bridge or just to the other side in Howard County, but it's pretty much dead stopped on the westbound side. All three lanes, so again, anybody coming over from the westbound side at the Beltway, and I'm going to go back right there, and let's see what it shows. Got a second, Sean?
Sure, go ahead.
It's not quite back to the Beltway the last time I checked. It was slow west of the Beltway. I'm telling you right now, you do not want to get onto I-70 from the Beltway. You're going to go out about a half a mile or a mile, and then you're just going to stop because all this traffic can't go anywhere until you get into Howard County. So I would take the Beltway, go down to Route 40. You're going to have some traffic lights going out into Howard County, but that's the way to go. That'll hook you back up to Route 29. You can come back up to I-70 from there, and you'll be beyond the accident scene. There are no delays eastbound from what I can see. I think the wreck is behind the trees on the westbound side, but that's a big delay. Still okay towards the Bay Bridge. No problems. They're still running two eastbound and three on the westbound side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. It's going to be warm and humid today. Low 90s. Chance for pop-up shower or storm. Things improve for the rest of the weekend. Saturday, Sunday into Monday with sunny, drier, and lower humidity all 3 days. Right now, sunny. 76 in Annapolis. It is 74 in Ellicott City. A bunch of folks weighing in on some of the stuff we have talked about here so far this morning. Let's share some of that with you, and let's see if we get these texts in the proper order. Patty says, Sean, you just stated that Virginia has found a way to coexist with data centers. Virginia can only accommodate data centers by importing massive amounts of electricity. That is true. This morning at 5 a.m., Virginia was importing 10,000 megawatts of electricity. On average, Virginia imports 6 to 8 gigawatts per hour. Even more Virginia imports will happen once the PJM approved high voltage extension cords from PA and West Virginia via Maryland are built. Yeah, that is true. That is true. But they have, and we are in the same boat. Now, I'm just saying right now that both Virginia and Maryland need to get their act together with energy generation. Greg says regarding AI, they should consider the four laws of robotics, which were first revealed by Isaac Asimov back in the 50s and into the 70s. And I'll have to get and revisit those four. But he says, in regard to question three, they should immediately appeal to the U.S. Supreme Court. Yeah, that would be, I can't remember what the writ is called that they use to basically advance on an emergency basis. But that should be done. But look, it didn't really happen for the Michigan folks. Justice Kavanaugh, really, that kind of fell on deaf ears. So sad to say. But that's what we're dealing with right now. And as I said earlier this morning, I do think that once the news gets out that, look, it's already the soft tyranny of a supermajority. The Democrats know that they can get away with bloody murder in the state because, really, who's going to stop them? Now you have a court The court, which should have struck this down. And since the legislature botched it, the legislature should have fixed it. And because the legislature is not in session, and because of time in this particular case, then it should have been struck down, and they could have gone back maybe in next January and fixed it then. But no. So for some reason, the Maryland Supreme Court thinks that voters are being disenfranchised here. I don't see that. Voters would eventually get a chance when Maryland Democrats did their job correctly, and they didn't. And so the judges pulled their fat out of the fire on this one. And so I think it may be even a little bit of politics here when they say that the voters were at first and foremost. Maybe it's more they were worried about Wes Moore and the Democrat Party suffering the result of this. But now, of course, we have this question that's going to be on the ballot. All right, that's it. It's a done deal. We just the wording I still think is confusing. I don't think they cleared it up. They had no business writing it, as I've said. It should have been up to the General Insane Asylum. But now, of course, you have an opportunity. If that massive tax increase and all these astronomical fees and skyrocketing electric bills and now if the latest insult, the family thing where we have to pay not just for ourselves but for state executives, if that's not enough to motivate you to get to the polls, I don't know what it's going to take. And now we have a state Supreme Court acting, I think, unlawfully as if they're the legislature here in the state of Maryland, and that should really get everybody up in arms. And so it's really time for the pitchforks and the torches, folks, here in the state of Maryland. It really is. And I think that, as I've said earlier, it is time, if you're not registered to vote and you care about this state and you want to retire here, you want to stay here, then I think it's time. It's all hands on deck now. And we got the WCBM Freedom Fest. It's coming up in just a couple of weeks at Hunt Valley Executive Plaza. That's Saturday, September the 26th, from noon to 4. The day is going to be about freedom. The day is going to be about exercising and energizing the voters to get out there and cast our franchise to save this state from the ruin that the Democrat Party is the direction that's taking it. And it's not sustainable. I'm telling you right now, business can't be sustained here in spite of what Wes Moore, who, by the way, has called us all losers. I don't know if you saw the picture or not. And that's been confirmed with Carter Elliott. Now, I don't know whether the picture is AI or the picture is actually the governor, but there is a picture of Governor Moore holding up a big L and sending ex post out to the Maryland Freedom Caucus and to Republican delegates. That's what your governor thinks of you because you care to defend the Constitution, that you care about the state. You and I and the rest of us are all being branded losers. That doesn't motivate you to get to the polls, then you get what you deserve. All right, that's the Casey and Company coming up each and every day, WCBM.com, on our Facebook and Rumble and pages. And it's brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman. So check it out each and every day. I know Kim's going to be all over this as well, coming up a little bit later on her show. And up next, Councilman Nino Mangione joins us. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines with Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. The Supreme Court of Maryland has ruled that a congressional redistricting question can appear on the November ballot. After hearing oral arguments in the state's appeal of two lower court rulings that blocked the question, the state's highest court reversed the rulings. The court did determine the language in the amendment was not clear and must be rewritten. Republicans filed lawsuits in Anne Arundel and Dorchester counties to block the question passed by lawmakers during a special session in August. The ballot question will ask voters to say yes or no to a constitutional amendment, changing how the state's congressional districts are drawn. Wes Moore is applauding the Maryland Supreme Court's ruling to allow a redistricting question to appear on the November ballot. The governor says the ruling is a massive victory for the people of the state and a powerful defense of the democratic process. And a Baltimore man is facing charges in connection with an alleged road rage shooting in Anne Arundel County. Maryland State Police say 40-year-old Brandon Allison is accused of shooting at another driver on the outer loop of the Beltway just before 295 on Wednesday. The driver of the car that was hit by gunfire was not injured, and Allison was later arrested in Anne Arundel County. Investigators who carried out a search of the Allison's vehicle say they found a loaded .40-caliber handgun. Allison is being held without bond at the Jennifer Road Detention Center. and a fox has tested positive for rabies in Baltimore City. The health department says a dead fox was collected near the 4300 block of Groveland Avenue in the West Arlington neighborhood on Wednesday, and a positive rabies test result was confirmed on Thursday. The fox was found near the trash can in the rear yard of the home. Authorities are trying to determine if anyone came in contact with the animal, and residents in the area should check their pets for any bites or scratches. 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Michael from the Stonebridge Grill. People tell me all the time that we have the most authentic and delicious crab cakes around. And now, our Monday crab cake special is really getting the word out. Here's our executive chef, Mitch, to tell you more.
Come try our True Blue 4-ounce Maryland crab cake paired with shrimp one of three ways or our famous pot roast for $26 all day every Monday. Check us out on Facebook or the web or call 410-357-5911 for Stonebridge Grill or at StonebridgeGrillMD.com. That's StonebridgeGrillMD.com.
Did you know that discount bird seed blends from big box grocery and hardware stores contain fillers that most birds just won't eat? You've seen them toss the fillers onto the ground. And the shells, what a mess. Hi, I'm Brian at Wild Birds Unlimited. We offer specially selected seed blends for our area like our No Mess, proven to attract a wider variety of songbirds without the waste that ends up on the ground. Come see us at Wild Birds Unlimited in Timonium. And now, Columbia.
It's 8:33 on Casey and Company. Here's the one and only Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Big delay still there. Westbound I-70 coming off the Beltway out to a wreck at the Patapsco River Bridge. I've seen traffic moving just a little bit better westbound. Haven't seen the all clear yet. Don't know which lanes are blocked. It's kind of hidden behind some trees in that area, but it's a massive backup all the way back to the Beltway. So again, take the Beltway, go down to Route 40, use Route 40 into Howard County. Recovering from the wreck on the JFX southbound at Northern Parkway. Now looking live at a new wreck on the westbound side of Route 50 at the Kent Narrows Bridge, and only the left-hand lane is getting by. So traffic westbound heads up for that single lane through there. Traffic eastbound from the Bay Bridge is looking at it just a bit, but not much of a problem right now. We're still two lanes eastbound, three lanes westbound at the main span. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Your Fox 45 forecast. Still warm and humid with another chance of some showers and storms. Temperatures in the low 90s with a chance for a few showers and a pop-up storm. Temperatures fall back into the low 70s by tonight. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Birds and Bo Sox tonight at 7:05 at Camden Yards. Time growing short for Baltimore. Each game critical with 21 to play.
We got, 25 days left. We got to flush this one, as frustrating as it is, and continue to play good baseball because we're not out of it.
That was Trevor Rogers after the Game 3 loss in Colorado the other day, part of a losing streak that has now reached 3 at a time in the season the Birds can least afford. Shane Baz takes the hill tonight for Baltimore. Team is 6-20 with him on the hill, virtually no run support. State of the Ravens as we wake up here 9 days before the season opener. GM Eric DaCosta on where the team is now compared to where they were when they arrived to camp.
I think our coaches did a phenomenal job of helping me through the draft, through the offseason, post-draft, undrafted free agency, evaluating talent, and then developing players, working with these guys, looking at where our guys were back in June to where they are now. A lot of these guys have improved quite a bit.
College football this weekend, Maryland hosting Hampton in College Park, 8 p.m. tomorrow night, coming off back-to-back 4-8 seasons. The perception around the football program is not positive. Quarterback Malik Washington says that is just noise.
It's really not so much what people think about our team as how we think about ourselves and how we view ourselves that motivates us and keeps us moving forward. The energy in the locker room, the energy on the field and practice, that's what pushes our team, not so much of the outside noise.
Meanwhile, the Naval Academy opening with Towson at Marine Corps Stadium in Annapolis. That'll be 3:30 on Saturday. Head coach Brian Newberry.
We work year round for these 13 or 14 opportunities, and so I think we're tired of hitting each other.
in practice, but no, I think our guys are excited. They're chomping at the bit, and I've been really pleased with the way that we've prepared up at this point.
And the Naval Academy is the preseason favorite in the American Conference. Now, this weekend at Camden Yards, lots going on, starting with tomorrow's Zay Flowers giveaway. The item is a special Baltimore Sports crossover Orioles jersey featuring Ravens wide receiver Zay Flowers number 4 and signature purple and gold colors. Then Sunday, the team will celebrate one of the great moments in Orioles history, this blast from the past.
This might be it. Wait, back it is. It's gone. Hey, 500 for Eddie Murray.
The 30th anniversary of the 500th home run of Eddie Murray's career, coming exactly 1 year to the day after Cal Jr.'s 21-31. Now, all fans in attendance on Sunday at 1:35 will receive orange Eddie signs, which are direct replicas of those handed out at the stadium during the original game. Eddie will address the crowd before throwing out the ceremonial first pitch. So lots going on. Weather should be beautiful. Enjoy the long weekend. And that is Stein on Sports.
Kim Klasick here. Want to know what real relaxation sounds like? It's saying, hey family, let's head down to our beach house in Delaware this weekend. Instead of spending thousands every summer on rental, why not own your own place at the beach? That's where Adam Kasabi with Long & Foster comes in. Adam knows the Delaware beach market better than anybody and can help make that dream happen. Call or text Adam today at 302-864-8643. That's 302-864-8643. Or visit buyindelaware.com.
Now back to Casey and Company in the morning on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Day 37, 23 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Friday morning, and time once again for Councilman Nino Mangione as we check in with Nino. And again, thanks for filling in during my vacation, Nino. We appreciate it. Great job.
Thank you, Sean. A lot of fun as always, and happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday indeed. Oh, it's not a happy Friday for the Maryland Republicans, who lost a big decision, 5-2. Maryland Supreme Court ruling that question 3 will remain on the ballot. Get your reaction. What are your thoughts on this this decision?
Sean, very disappointing. You're right. Not a happy Friday at all. I mean, Maryland, like you said, the highest court has now ruled that this congressional redistricting amendment can remain on the November ballot. And that's after the two lower court judges who made the right decision. They had blocked this question. They knew the problems of how the Democrats, you know, in Annapolis placed it before the voters. Now, here comes the state's highest court. They rejected most of those challenges. I think it's important to note that the court agreed with the Republican challengers on one major point. And it's so crucial because think about this is what your Democrats in Annapolis are up to. All the judges agreed with one thing, being that the Democrats, in part of the ballot language that they wrote, were misleading you, the people, and they were violating the voters' due process rights, according to the judges yesterday's decision. And just, I mean, you have to think about that. The language meant to explain question 3, this redistricting amendment, misleading. It's just, it's no surprise to me that that's what the Democrats in Annapolis would do. But unfortunately, instead of removing the entire question from the ballot, the court ordered that the election officials can rewrite it. I disagree with that, but the new wording has to be clear and tell voters that the Maryland Constitution currently has no specific rules for drawing congressional districts. So the court acknowledged that the voters, again, being given misleading information, but allowing it to move forward, it's very disappointing. It's misleading. I cannot emphasize that enough. When you try to mislead voters, Sean, there should be consequences. This is an outrageous political power grab. We have a short-lived victory. It's very disappointing to see them overturn those two judges. I hope the attorneys continue to fight to stop it. But there was some partial victory in the takeaway, but overall, just not surprised that Maryland, again, terrible decisions being made.
Yeah, you know,
the judicial branch and the legislative branch.
Right. I mean, I'm reading through the dissent of Justice Gould and Justice Harrell, Chief Justice, and they basically said, "Well, wait a minute, it's not our job to rewrite what the legislature had botched." Again, it's a separation of powers thing. Why is a court writing the language on the ballot when it's clearly the legislature's job? You're a delegate that served in the House of Delegates. It should be your job. They botched it. They should rewrite it, number one. And number two, it's still confusing. Even the wording they came up with is still going to be confusing to voters. So they fixed nothing. What they did was the appearance of, you know, a partial victory. But at the end of the day, I think voters are still going to be confused.
I agree with you, Sean. I do think it's still very confusing. And I do, I read that as well. With one of the lower court judges made that point. Is that, I think that I've lost you for a second there. But yes, it's not the job of the court to write the way that this appears on the ballot. That is, they should have struck this down. And they, again, overstepping, going too far to rewrite this is a terrible judicial decision. And this is really, I mean, it's a little bit, a tiny minor victory, but yes, it's another sad day in Maryland politics, and it stems from the Annapolis Democrat supermajority having all the power to ram this through. And you want to talk about democracy. Well, the tyranny that comes from the Democrat supermajority in Annapolis on full display, and it's very sad that the judicial branch went along with them in this decision.
So I've reached out to Oversight Project. I've not heard back from one of their attorneys, Jeff Clark, yet, but I'm sure I will shortly. So we'll see what the next step is. What should voters be doing? Should this not be a clarion call to register, to get out, and to send a message that to this soft tyranny of the supermajority that you're not going to take this living in this state anymore?
Sean, that, if anything that comes positive from this, hopefully it is a motivational tool to get independents, Republicans, some Democrats that are just, I mean, because this is a bipartisan, there is a ton of bipartisan support. When I filled in last week, Congressman Harris, when I say support, I mean support against this, because voters, they do not want to see districts drawn in such a way where you're just tearing up. There's no geographical boundaries. It's not congruent. It's just a total partisan power grab. And I think this needs to be a rallying cry for people to turn out and vote against it come Election Day. Hopefully some of those people, in my case, obviously running for the Baltimore County Council, will look at closer at some of these local races, and maybe we can get some votes from that. But if you're a Republican, certainly, this is our only chance to have that one Republican voice from the state of Maryland, which right now is our good Congressman Andy Harris, to represent us at the federal level. Hopefully this motivates people to turn out, because again, I cannot emphasize enough, the Democrats are misleading people, all based on a power grab that totally changes our state constitution in a way that is nothing but for political gain. It is really not, and this is all at a time when this state is seeing some of the worst numbers. We got education is failing, not coming anywhere close to the standards that we're trying to set, yet spending billions of dollars. We have a situation where our economy is in the tank. Illegal aliens are running wild in this state, and they won't even cooperate with federal law enforcement. All they do is spend time being political rather than being productive and trying to move this state in the right direction.
All right, if you'll hold that thought for a minute, Councilman, we got to get a traffic weather on the threes update with the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
Yep, there's still a big delay here of 70 westbound. The wreck is in the area, maybe sitting right on the Patapsco River Bridge. It's just out of the camera sight that we can't see it, but we know the backup here is at the bridge at I-70 and the Patapsco River Bridge at the Howard County line goes all the way back to the Beltway. If you're coming down the Beltway from Liberty Road, you're thinking about taking that ramp. Once you get onto I-70, you have to ride this whole thing out. This is a multi-mile backup westbound. Take the Beltway, go down to exit 15 at Route 40. Route 40 will take you into Howard County. You can go from 29 south, you go up 29 north, you'll pick up I-70 there, and you'll be beyond the accident scene. Bay Bridge area still looks good. They're working on a wreck on the westbound side of the Kent Narrows Bridge on Route 50. Last check, that was still affecting the right side of the bridge westbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 35 Weather Authority forecast, warm, humid today, low 90s, chance of a pop-up shower. Right now, 76 and sunny in Pasadena, 75 in Parkville. On our newsmaker hotline, Councilman Nino Mangione of the Baltimore County Council. And I don't know if you saw it, but Carter Elliott, the communications director for Westmore, posted a series of pictures of the governor holding up a big L, which stands for loser, addressing the Maryland Freedom Caucus, Delegate Morgan, Delegate Shalega, and others that were challenging this thing in court. Your thoughts and reaction to the governor of this state calling delegates who are concerned about this law, this constitutional amendment, calling them losers?
Well, the loser in this situation, and under Governor Moore, not to change it from just this redistricting argument, but the taxpayers have been the loser when we have the worst, I believe, worst governor that this state has ever had. And if you look at the metrics, it supports what I'm saying here. The real loser, again, the Maryland taxpayer, I believe CNBC ranked us somewhere like number two in the worst when it comes to the business environment. Mm-hmm. We've seen situations with violent illegal aliens, I mean, loss of life of American citizens due to violent illegal aliens, and now a federal government that had to send in ICE to go after 1,200 or arrest 1,200 or so illegal aliens in our state and in Virginia, and they had to come out and say, due to the sanctuary policies that this governor did not stand up against, where they were arresting sexual predators, rapists, violent gang members in our communities, nothing done by this governor to help with that. You've seen electric rates or utility rates are among the highest in the country under this governor. We've seen a structural deficit, thanks to this governor and his Democrat Annapolis, the supermajority in Annapolis, that is in the billions and going to get worse. We've seen the massive spending increases in education yet falling so short of their goals. I mean, the list goes on, and all they can tell is eliminating one Republican voice in Washington, D.C. as their big victory and us being losers. I think, I mean, look at all the audits that have been revealed that show a total failure in state government leadership, again, the governor. So it's really, there's no winner here other than if you were a radical Democrat extremist. The people don't win who want to see a total elimination of any of Republican voice, which they already have 7 out of the 8. They have the supermajority, and we see where that's gotten us so far.
Just a couple minutes left. I wanted to touch on the data center issue. The big meeting last night, standing room only on data centers. Where is this headed with this report, Councilman? It looks like they're calling for a total ban on data centers. We're going to need them at some point, but where is this going?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting because we just mentioned the governor, actually. I co-sponsored the moratorium bill on why Baltimore County needs more time on this issue. We know what data centers, they're these large facilities, they have the massive computers that store and process all that information. But these facilities, I mean, they can bring, obviously, economic benefit and new investment. I mean, unlike you've really ever seen if you look at places like Loudoun County in Virginia, but these facilities, they are using enormous amounts of electricity and water, and, I mean, they're massive. They require land, such big pieces of land and roads and infrastructure. And what we're hearing, I mean, constant noise. Their locations have major effects on the surrounding neighborhoods and communities. So communities across Maryland, especially here in Baltimore County, trying to figure out how we understand all these effects. Governor Moore, he's actually changing his tone on this a little bit. And that comes after he basically, his administration, really removed a lot of these barriers for this industry. And his administration, they tried actually, Governor Moore, he stopped a state study looking at the possible consequences of data center development. We had to override them. It was a failed decision again by Governor Moore. But in Baltimore County, the council unanimously approved this moratorium in February. And that prevents the new data center permits and zoning requests and all that. And at the same time, the planning board is studying this issue. It's reviewing the county's rules and working on recommendations. So what happened is I co-sponsored with David Marks, my council colleagues. We proposed a bipartisan bill to extend this moratorium through December of this year, or I'm sorry, of next year, of 2027. And that just, it doesn't mean that Baltimore County is permanently rejecting data centers, but it does mean we should not approve these massive projects until we understand their full impact, how much electricity they use, how much water they will need, you know, what kind of noise they will produce, all the infrastructure stuff, Sean. And these are very important questions. We need honest answers. And when data centers, you know, once a data center is approved or and built, it's not like you can just easily reverse that decision, Sean. So taking plenty of time, it's not anti-business or anti-technology. It's, in my opinion, I believe it's just responsible government trying to make sure we're collecting all the facts. I mean, yesterday I know there were dozens of residents listening to residents, you know, trying to create clear rules here before moving forward. That's why I think extending the moratorium is needed, and that's why I co-sponsor the bill.
Very good. Councilman, always a pleasure. You have a great Labor Day, and we'll talk to you next Friday.
Thank you, Sean. Have a great weekend.
That's Councilman Nino Mangione. Time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good news, baby. It's like the world's gone crazy. Give me some good news, baby. Give it to me. Give it to me.
Well, a woman diagnosed with progressive Alzheimer's disease had just had a remarkable turnaround after taking an experimental medication. The woman's brain scan once showed 9 areas of brain plaque, but doctors say they're all gone. She also reconnected with a friend from junior high, and they got married. Here's Gail Youngdale, her husband Phil, and her doctor.
She had 9 different spots of amyloid plaque in her brain. She doesn't have any plaque at all anymore.
And they're just not seeing the plaque beginning to build up again.
I don't have all of my memory back, but most of it.
I'm glad to help Gail and to help her with her journey to help other people.
He's learning how to cook. And I'm learning how to step away from the kitchen. He's a really good cook.
And that is truly a feel-good news story. Brought to you by Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here with great news. Town Appliance at Owings Mills is having their big Labor Day event going on right now. It's the perfect time to shop and get ready for the upcoming holidays with over 70 top brands to choose from, like Electrolux, Frigidaire, Monogram, GE, Cafe, and Janair. They're open every day except Saturday, and either Mayor or Mayor will help you find the perfect upgrade while keeping you on or under budget. Plus, they offer flexible financing options, too. Visit townappliance.com for more information or stop by and take advantage of the Labor Day event you don't want to miss.
WCBM Baltimore.
Say 53, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, there's a new wreck on the JFX. If you're coming up from downtown, it's northbound at Northern Parkway, and it could be a delay there coming up from Cold Spring Lane. Had a wreck. I heard this a little while ago, but we've been so busy with this wreck on I-70. This wreck is in Reisterstown at Reisterstown Road at Glendon Drive. And with that, I think 3 vehicles were involved. Baltimore County says now they've shut the roadway down on both sides of Reisterstown Road in that area. So that's going to be a local traffic issue. It's going to be there for a while. So definitely a heads up for that. New wreck, westbound Route 100 at the ramps at the BW Parkway. There is a delay there at Arundel Mills. Westbound I-70 is still the place to stay away from. The wreck is out at the Patapsco River Bridge. Delays back to the Beltway. Take the Beltway, use Route 40 West as a detour route. The accident on the Kent Narrows Bridge still affecting traffic westbound on the right side. Not much of a problem there. And we're still 2 lanes eastbound, 3 lanes westbound at the Bay Bridge. And for right now, there are no problems in the area of the Severn River Bridge or from Ritchie Highway heading over to the main span. So that's good news. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and humid, low 90s. Chance for a pop-up shower and storm again today. And then things start to clear up a little bit. Sunny for the weekend. Lower humidity. It's going to be drier all the way through Labor Day, low 80s. Right now, 76 and sunny in Middle River. It is 75 in Forest Hill. Kim Klasick live is coming up next right after the 9 o'clock news. Good morning, Kim.
Good morning, Sean.
I know you have that look. That look of disappointment.
I am so sad today.
That look of disappointment. That you're forlorn this morning.
Did you know that the Maryland Supreme Court is now basically pending legislation? I had no idea, Sean, that now the Maryland Supreme Court, if they don't like the wording for a possible ballot question, they will go through for their little toddlers and they'll rewrite it for them to make sure that Republicans cannot kick it back again for the language. Meanwhile, the question itself is now even more confusing than it was in the first place.
And to top it all off, we have the governor, through Carter Elliott, posting a picture that anybody that would challenge us is a loser now.
Yeah. Well, now they like AI.
That's another. Right? Well, yeah. Sorry.
The No More campaign should really ramp it up because now they love AI.
Exactly.
Now that we've seen this. I am so frustrated. We do have Doug and Ryan Araki joining us at 9:35 a.m. to kind of walk us through it. Obviously, he was there in court yesterday. I cannot imagine that we have any course of action moving forward, but maybe they've got something up their sleeve. I don't know. I heard you say that you were going to reach out to the legal...
Jeff Clark, who was one of the attorneys. I reached out to him. I haven't heard back yet on X, but he'll get back to me. But I'm trying to think what the next course would be. Maybe the Supreme Court of the United States.
But I guess they said they wanted to stay out of it,
they
right?
Do. Yeah, they would like to stay out of it, but you know, if they clearly see that there's... They like the states to resolve these. Kavanaugh just rejected a Michigan petition on non-citizens voting. So it doesn't look... It looks like it's going to be on the ballot. That's the bad news. The good news is it should energize every single Marylander to get out there and let their voice be heard.
Yeah, I do wonder, could we take it to the Supreme Court asking them, is it right for the Maryland Supreme Court to pen this question
right,
themselves?
Right, to act as legislature.
Yeah, can
what
we
they should
take
have done
that
is strike it down.
Yeah.
They botched it, let them rewrite it. Now,
let
of course, that wouldn't be in time to get it on the ballot. They would have to wait till next year. But
it
so
would
what?
Still be there eventually, right? I mean, look, we were going to have this fight eventually anyways.
Yes.
But I think the Maryland Supreme Court, their actions yesterday, I like have zero hope right now in the state of Maryland. I really
you read the dissents of Justice Gould and Justice Chief Justice Harrell, and they hit it. They hit it out of the park. But unfortunately, they were only two of them that believed that.
Yeah,
or thought that way. So yeah, it's. This is the soft tyranny of supermajority politics in this state.
Yeah, you know, we also have a clip, people might remember it, when Governor Wes Moore was on MS Now Simone. And
We played it earlier this morning.
Oh, you did have it earlier this morning.
So what did he mean about working with judges? Working with lawyers, I get.
Right.
What did he mean by working with judges?
Which judges?
On which court? And on which issue? Which they were discussing redistricting at the time.
I think we need to circle back to those comments. But we'll talk about that. We also have Eddie Johnson Music coming in the studio today, Sean. This is the first time I've ever done anything like this. I met this, I keep saying kid, I gotta stop that.
Right.
He's 21 years old. He's a young man.
Right.
But I met him at the Harford County GOP rally over the weekend, and his voice is this deep voice that you would not think would come out of his body. It was so crazy, but he's already been recording in Nashville. He's a local talent. I think he's well on his way, so I wanted him to come in. So he'll be here at 11 o'clock.
All right, we'll look forward to it. A little entertainment as well.
Yeah, you know, it's a Friday. It's about to have a long weekend. Let's enjoy.
All right, good one, Kim. We'll stay tuned. Kim is up next right after the 9 o'clock news. And, of course, we'll be tuned for that. I want to tell you about our good friend, Dr. Melissa Segev, and her team of audiologists at Audiology Associates. Your hearing is important. We do know that, you know, look, we go for physicals each and every year or every 2 years or whatever. We have our vision tested. We have a lot of things done. We have our blood work tested. But we don't normally test hearing for whatever reason. And as we get older, hearing loss could be an issue. We do know that it can be isolating if you have hearing loss as an older person. It can even lead to early signs of dementia. So whether it's earwax or some other ear issue, the team at Audiology Associates, they're the best in the area. 10 different locations to serve you. They take a gentle, empathetic approach to resolving your hearing issues. They did help my wife with a hearing issue a couple of years ago. And again, now she's doing great. So, Dr. Melissa Segev, give them a call for your appointment, 410-944-3100. That's 410-944-3100. Or online at AAIAudiology.com and get your hearing tested, especially get around that age of 50 or so. We're going to be off for Monday, Labor Day. We'll have a special Fisher House presentation. Of course, then back on Tuesday morning to kick things off again. So I want you to have a great, happy Labor Day weekend. We'll see you Tuesday morning at 6 a.m. on CBM, and until then, God bless our troops and God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.